Welcome, everybody, to another H3VOD EXP. It's original content, and it's not live. Thanks for joining us. Ela, how are you today?
I'm good.
Today, we'll be discussing this phase drama. We all here are big phase up heads. Dan is a phase head, and most of all, you're a Banks head, right? You take it all the way to the bank.
I'm a bank head, but I am a phase head as well, and I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Because it's about the FaZe Clan, I'm assuming it's about some sort of professional esports event or some sort of climactic tournament sure. that just occurred.
Crypto opportunity.
FaZe news for the past 10 years has traditionally always been good.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
so sorry to disappoint you, Dan, but this one is not a good one. This happened. FaZe Rain, who's one of the OG members from 2010,
of course,
accused another long-term member, one of the founders of FaZe, FaZe Temper, FaZe Up, of having intercourse, that means sex, with two 16-year-olds.
Oh.
So he went live. And he just started spilling it, spilling it all. And he's like, I can't do this anymore. I can't be part of this. These guys are protecting him. He called out like Banks and all these other people for knowing. So here's the video.
OMG.
Yeah, I know.
What is this going to do to the stock price?
Well, that's a good question. FaZe stock price. Let's see here. They do have a pretty robust presence on the stock exchange here. So you guys can see FaZe started off really good. Everyone was celebrating, you know, clinking beers. But I don't know what happened, but if you look to where we are now, we're at, it looks like 19 cents. It's up. We're up 1 cent. We opened at 18 cents and we closed at 19 cents.
That's a rally.
That is a significant increase.
A win is a win.
Although I will say the closing of their first day was $19 and now it's 19 cents.
And that's a full circle.
It's a part of the same. It's all part of the cycle of life. So FaZe Rain reveals that he left FaZe over this alleged pedophile, right? And he says that he knew for a long time and it's messed him up for the past 2 years. His conscience is knocking on him. The crow, the raven, with the beating heart and the
those are two Edgar Allan Poe stories.
Edgar Allan Poe, the beating heart.
There's the telltale heart.
Yeah,
that's called a bird.
Where it's under the floorboards and it's going. Boom, boom,
cut that.
Boom,
let's start over again.
No!
Oh my god, I'm leaving this in.
So FaZe Rain.
Oh my god.
Left FaZe because of an alleged pedophile, and he says it's been eating him away at him for the past 2 years because he's known about it.
Kind of like the telltale heart.
What is that, Dan?
It's a famous Edgar Allan Poe story.
Oh, really? Like what's the it raven, about? Dan?
No,
like
there's the no raven involved. The raven is the other famous Edgar Allan Poe.
So why is it like that?
You guys both
because
know
the
so
guilt
much.
Was haunting him so much, just like the character in that story who thought that the telltale heart under the floorboards of his home was still beating. And he could still hear the noise knocking.
Do you think anybody cares, Dan?
Knocking.
What an insane analogy.
I know at least one.
What an insane analogy to bring up. How terrible.
That's called a bird grasshopper.
So here's the video of FaZe confirming the person he was referring to was indeed FaZe Tempor.
Oh, wow.
I know. He admitted that.
That's the guy who made the temper shot.
What's that? We cut that out.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this. That guy also...
Now you have to keep it.
That guy also wanted to fight me once in a boxing match.
Guys, Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Am I the one, the only one that wants to make a watchable video?
Okay, you're right. Pull it together.
Nate, do you have anything to add?
I'm with you, Ethan. I came from... before this job, I was in a corporate office, I guess.
Cool, man. Tell me later.
There's so many stupid meetings about efficiency and not wasting
Tell
time.
Tell me later. Tell Let's me later, tomorrow. Dude. We're trying to film.
But why'd you ask me?
I didn't ask about your fucking work history, dude.
Yes,
what
you did.
Are you... So, FaZe Rain reveals that he left FaZe over an alleged pedophile in their ranks. And he says that it's something he's known for a long time, someone he knew for a long time, and that it's messed him up the past 2 years. And that's why he quit. Salacious, scandalous, very, very troubling stuff over there at FaZe.
Yes.
Yeah, he says it's one of the reasons, and he's going to clarify everything. And then everyone in chat's like, whoa, go back. What do you mean there's a pedophile involved?
He left that very open-ended. Mm-hmm.
And it's important for him to clarify, because that actually is one of the only acceptable reasons to leave the FaZe Clan, which otherwise is a for-life membership. You are not actually allowed to leave the FaZe Clan for under any circumstances except for covering up for an alleged pedophile.
Banks?
Yeah, it's in the bylines.
FaZe Banks stepped away only like 2 months ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
From everything?
Do the math. He found out how long ago? 2 months. Facts. Do the numbers, add it up, connect the yarn. All right, let's watch.
I want to put everything to do with me and FaZe to rest, bro, because there is so much haven't said. And honestly, at this point, bro, I don't give a fuck. I think I'm going to collect my thoughts tomorrow and I'm going to say everything, bro. Every single thing that I know, everything. Everything. And I'm going to collect my thoughts because I have an eidetic memory, so I remember everything and anything.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's claiming to have a photographic memory? Is that what he said?
Thoughts, because I have an eidetic memory, so I remember.
Identic? What the fuck does that mean? Is that, I've never heard memory referred to as eidetic. Is that
eidetic
a thing?
Memory.
Eidetic memory. Eidetic.
Photographic
so
memory.
So, ability to recall visual images with extreme detail.
Yeah, it's photographic memory. He has it. He has it, guys.
Wow.
If he has photographic memory, case closed. Everything he's saying.
Yeah.
And he swore on his mama.
That I know, and I'm going to collect my thoughts because I have an eidetic memory, so I remember everything and anything.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And there's bad shit. I'm just going to do it on stream. I don't give a fuck.
You're telling me you have like Good Will Hunting level of like memory and you're fucking playing video games in FaZe?
Hey,
yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
He's one of the world's best trick shotters in Modern Warfare era.
Bro, he should be working for NASA, dude. We need this guy. We could be on Mars if Rain would have taken the right path in life instead of wasting his efforts doing 360, whatever the hell's that was.
But where
maybe
would
that can
be
their new era. FaZe up to space.
The sky.
Oh, yeah. They could name Mars FaZe, FaZe
to
Mars.
To the moon.
Yeah.
Buy FaZe coin.
Safe Moon's going to the moon, baby.
It's the first coin that actually is going to the moon. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
It comes straight from the heart. So if people have other questions, I'm going to answer it too. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't even know why I left FaZe. A lot of people don't even know why. It was for multiple reasons. It was by being fucked over by my homies. You know, that I threw... This is the craziest part, bro. I threw myself under the bus instead of them. I swear to God, I put myself under the bus instead of them. I wasn't even pushed out. I left. There's a fucking pedophile involved too, bro. I don't give a fuck if I get sued. I could give a fuck less. I always stand up for what's right. That was the
I'm gonna
final
tell you
straw,
something.
Bro.
Something that's making me a little sussy on our boy Rain. At first he goes, I left because there's a pedophile. And then he goes, I left for a couple reasons, actually.
No.
Like the pet. No, he literally
said that.
No,
other way around.
Other way around.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He's saying there was a bunch of reasons he left. And then he's like, there was even a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just dropping that now.
He's saying it was a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And there was even a pedophile there.
But I guess my point is the same as that. That's the point. There's not any, you don't need more points. He's like, my boys fucked me over. Yeah. And also, one of them was fucking kids.
The pedophile is not usually the cherry on top.
That's the whole that's the whole Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You with me?
The cherry thing was super good.
Crazy comment, Nate. That's an insane comment to make right now.
I left. There's a fucking pedophile involved too, bro.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck if I get sued. I could give a fuck less. I always stand up for what's right. That was the final straw, bro. That was the final fucking straw. And when I said, bro, not only did you guys fucking air me out, y'all motherfuckers sold me out, y'all fucking scammed me behind my back. And honestly, I just had an epiphany about it because I'm like, bro, I've covered, not even covered about it. I was just so sad about it for so long. I was so, I've been fucked up over that pedo shit for like 2 years, bro. But I haven't said nothing about it. I haven't said shit. I haven't said shit because somebody I grew up with, somebody I always loved, but I have fucking 3 fucking rules, bro. 3 rules, and I'll have your back. If you get bored and go blow somebody's head off, I'll have your back. Probably I won't agree with what you did. I mean, that's fucked up, but that's my dog.
Hold up.
That's FaZe. That's FaZe.
Hold the phone. Now, I mean, murder is pretty bad. I know, like, having sex with 6-year-olds as an adult is heinous, horrible crime.
Right.
But killing people is also very, very bad.
Yeah, that's up there.
That's why. That's how FaZe rolls. That's why they cover their microphones with the fucking whatever
the blood splatter.
With Dexter, he fucking Dexterized his microphone.
It's the kill room.
Okay, so I draw the line at having sex with. I draw the line at sex with 16-year-olds. Murder is
fine. I've got
your
back.
I've got your back. That's just one step, I guess, less.
Listen, I appreciate the honesty.
Sure.
He's being real.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like there's a flaw in his logic a little bit here.
It's very funny for him to say this because, like, oh, this was my homie since day one and all that. They all were very close friends. So immediately when he says that without naming anyone, it puts like a target on all these guys that he like back in when they had the FaZe house.
Yeah. Right.
So immediately, who's the pedophile in this house?
Mm-hmm. Am I the pedophile?
That's a horrible game to play.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst version of Clue I've ever heard of.
And honestly, you kind of can't really do it halfway. Like, he should have just said it.
I agree. It's dangerous to do it halfway.
Yeah.
So he says he's being extremely messy. But he says he's going to do the whole reveal tomorrow. So one day. But still, it's...
That's why a whole day to be throwing
accusations. Yeah, he's got... Exactly. He's got to put his thoughts together.
I'll have your back. Probably I won't agree with what you did. That's your back. It's somebody I always loved. But I have fucking 3 fucking rules, bro. 3 rules, and I'll have your back. If you get bored and go blow somebody's head off, I'll have your back.
You're bored?
Probably I won't agree with what you
did. Hold on. Your friend is bored and went to kill people for amusement?
Listen, it's not one of the 3 rules.
But, bro, I'm sorry. I am sorry, Rain. Having sex with 16-year-olds is definitely something to quit FaZe over and to expose. But someone murdering innocent people for fun,
I don't think he's being serious.
He's talking about
no.
He's talking about Modern Warfare 2.
He's being serious, and I need him to clarify.
No, he's joking. He's saying, look, I'm a ride or die for my friends. That's what he's saying.
No, what he's actually
saying. But I have also my rules.
I have your back. If you get bored and go blow somebody's head off, I'll have your back.
That's what
probably I won't agree with what you done. That's fucked up.
I agree with Eli. He's saying have your friends' backs, but why say if you're bored? Like if you're saying if you're in a situation and you know you have to you end up killing someone, I will help hide the body. Don't say you're bored and you're like, fuck it.
If someone like R-word is someone you love, right?
Yeah.
Then let's do the body thing together.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, I just went and kidnapped someone from the mall and killed them. Will you help me bury the body?
Why'd you do it?
For fun.
Got no plans.
For fun.
I was bored.
That's troubling, Rain. I really hope you would go to the authorities with that. You know?
But that's my dog. But bro, it's like the pedo shit, the grape shit, animal abuse. I don't got your back forever, bro.
Hold on.
Animal abuse?
Now, I agree. Animal abuse is bad.
Bad too.
But we're talking about murdering a human being for fun.
In cold blood.
Cold blood for fun. Had sex with their skull.
But dogs
chopped
are
up their body.
In fact, if they did that, he'd probably turn them in. He doesn't.
He didn't. It's not part one of his rules. He didn't say you can't have sex with someone's skull.
Well, I guess he didn't specify.
Speaking of Dexter, he has a code. That's it.
Wait, did we only hear one of the rules?
Yeah, we
heard all of them. He says no pedo shit.
No pedo.
Oh, okay,
no,
those were the rules.
No R-word shit. Right. No animal abuse.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. That was the 3.
He had to cut something out, you know?
Yeah.
There's those were the rules?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, go back.
Come on. Okay.
Probably I won't agree with what you did. I mean, that's fucked up. But that's my dog. But bro.
My bro.
It's like the pedo shit, the grape shit, animal abuse. I don't got your back forever, bro. Yeah, I do, but I'm not really going to do anything with that, Nick. Yeah. And I'm going to go into detail tomorrow about that shit. I don't give a fuck. And watch how my phone going to get blown up tonight. Watch. Watch how it's going to get blown up tonight.
They're all
going to do it, bro. Please don't do it. I don't give a fuck. It's like, you know what it is, bro? It's like these people don't care about me. They don't care if I live or die. They don't care if my mom's okay or not okay.
Aww,
and it's sad, bro. It's fucking sad.
Like he wants them to care about his mom?
No, I mean,
is she part of FaZe?
Yeah.
Is she FaZe mama?
Well, she's FaZe mama.
No, is my mom in the chat?
FaZe cookies and milk?
Norton, he has had a very troubled like past 5 years. He left LA, moved back home, and he went on this long tour about shit talking a bunch of people in FaZe. So I think he still has a lot of resentment to them.
And Norton is Rain?
Norton chat. Yeah, Northern Shat.
Okay.
Northern Shat is rain.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I like to confuse you guys a little bit.
Then who's Tempest?
Temper?
Temper.
Temper, that's Thomas or...
so Timmy?
So there's rain.
Did you call it Timmy?
Thomas. Yeah.
So there's rain, Tempest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Temper.
Temper.
Yeah. Flood, no, not Tempest.
Oh. Stormwatch.
Right. there's a guy called Seabass. Face Seabass.
Seabass is the real one. Yeah, apparently is real.
Seabass.
I love Seabass.
Face Salmon. I'm kidding.
So far, I'm team rain. On
really?
On
I don't know. I don't know if I am yet because he hasn't put forth the evidence. And my first impression is that he's just being really messy right now. And the way he's like, with one day, I'm just going to say broadly that there's someone in FaZe who's a pedophile.
He's
like,
messy.
Guess who it is? And then also the way that he's seemingly doing it because he has a grudge against them. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. This is
raining.
A grudge thing.
It's raining.
Yeah, and when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
FaZe pour.
FaZe pour.
Is there a FaZe pour? FaZe puddle?
Now yeah. There is.
There is now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there FaZe like Noah? Like Noah's Ark? Noah,
yeah.
No, I don't think so.
FaZe flood?
That one's available.
Is there a FaZe phase?
FaZe phase. Yeah, mm-hmm. There should be a FaZe phase.
Because there's a FaZe, like there's an Arabic name named FaZe.
FaZe phase.
FaZe phase. Spelled different.
Sick.
Kind of sick.
There's
bro.
A FaZe, for Nate, there's a FaZe ropes.
Whoa.
Getting ropes? That's for you, Nate.
Yo.
Let's meet tomorrow.
Okay.
Bro, like these
cross
people,
ropes.
They don't give a fuck about you. And again, I always look back to where I was in New York. I'm going to keep it 1,000. I was making more money than all of them combined in New York. Because I was obviously working harder. I had 2 channels, only person with it. I was working harder than everybody, right? So I made more money than all of them combined. So I never took money. I was like everybody else have the money in hopes that we're building this beautiful company together. You know, maybe one day when it's time, you know, I'll get my piece. Y'all take care of me too. Like, whatever. And do you think a singular dollar was ever sent my way? Even brought to me indirectly through a brand deal or nothing? Mm-mm. Even when I was going through it in 2021, not a singular fucking dollar. Even when I was going through it in 2021,
so he's claiming
medical bills was
one
of the founding owners.
FaZe Drought is claiming.
Yeah, he's in a drought. The rain has stopped. Mm. So he's saying he never got paid a dollar?
Well, he's FaZe? Saying he never took a dollar. So, I mean, that's a little bit on his...
Well, he says he never got paid, never took, never... I mean, what about that juicy 19-cent stock?
You know, he believed he was investing forward in the company, mm-hmm. You know? And he thought one day he'll get a big paycheck.
Yeah. Mm. I think there was some drama that some FaZe member didn't get cut in. Like, they didn't get stock and ownership, like actual ownership.
He seems very bitter and resentful to these people. I'm obviously going to hear the evidence, though, of what he says.
Mm-hmm. Rinsing me. My family bills was rinsing me. IRS was rinsing me. Everybody was rinsing me.
Okay, the IRS, that's on you, bro. That means you haven't been paying your taxes.
Right? FaZe IRS would be a sick-ass fucking name.
FaZe Audit.
FaZe Audit.
That sounds real.
Like, bro, don't bring that up.
FaZe Accountant was slacking.
I pay my fucking taxes. Imagine I don't pay my taxes. Like, guys, the
IRS was milking.
The IRS finally caught up to me. I'm going to need donations, guys, to cover my taxes. Hell no.
Then, like, so I just had an epiphany, bro. I'm like, bro, why do I still care?
Right.
Why do I feel bad?
Right.
Why have I never said anything?
Say
why?
It. Name them.
Like, why did They're I like just Shabo. Throw myself under the bus and made myself look crazy for other people? And I swear to God, I'm going to go deep into the story. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say everything from when I found out to how I brought it up to certain people's attentions who didn't care when I brought it up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I justified the fuck out of it. Not a big deal. Who cares? And then when I text it, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this is the biggest deal in the world because I could screenshot that. And that's what I don't like about these content creator people, bro, is if I'm in a room with you and I say something, who cares? Right? Because like, I can't prove it. Can't prove I said it. But over text, you're going to pretend to care a lot more because now I can screenshot that and I can post that. Even though I wasn't even going to screenshot and post it like that, but because I can. So now we have... Brother, if it was fucking Apex, he would not be right there. Okay? I fucking love Apex. Don't ever, like, come on, bro. That's
FaZe Apex.
Man right there.
So Apex?
Oh, that's Apex? Okay.
Okay, I thought that was FaZe Rain.
No.
So who's FaZe Apex? I thought that was an organization.
No, FaZe Apex is the guy right there.
The
isn't that a game? Isn't Apex a game?
No, you're thinking of Apex Legends.
Yeah. And FaZe Apex predated
that game. So does he play Apex Legends?
No.
No.
He's not good enough for that game.
FaZe Apex
The game was named after him.
Yeah.
Wasn't
he predates he predates the game actually. So and he's short. That's
now, I don't know who wasn't sitting here, but he claimed that he has a photographic memory. Mm-hmm. That he remembers everything in crystal clear, perfect recollection. So if that's true, then I'm all ears, bucko.
So, Love, how many founding members roughly? Five, six, or?
There's like seven.
There's like seven. Okay, yeah. So he said it's not me and it's not the guy behind me. There's already five. Now there's five people. So
the people who could be FaZe Blaziken, FaZe Banks.
Why even leave that open-ended?
Yeah, right. FaZe Apex.
Did they, I mean, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah, it's very,
He's a messy bitch.
He's always been messy. I bet he's done. He's done similar things where he's like, "I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna say things. I'm gonna say things," and everyone's like reaching out to him and calming him down. That's happened a couple of times throughout the past years.
Dicey, spicy, dicey business.
I'd be FaZe Dreidel.
FaZe Dreidel.
Yeah.
Nice.
FaZe Lodka. FaZe Yarmulke.
Yeah.
FaZe Haga Nagila.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
FaZe Bar Mitzvah.
FaZe Kosher.
FaZe Kosher.
FaZe Kosher kind of has a nice
FaZe Jet, FaZe Deli.
FaZe.
That's a good one.
FaZe Bagel.
FaZe Roast Beef.
FaZe Uncut Bagel with a side jet.
FaZe Circumcision.
FaZe Moil.
FaZe Foreskin.
Yeah.
FaZe Foreskin.
This is badass. We got to make our own org. Okay, so in between when Rain releases his big tell all video, Banks went to Twitter to respond to the salacious allegations that there is a pedophile in their midst, and also that some or all of the people were knowingly covering up for it and dismissing it as it's not a big deal. So let's hear what Banks has to say about this.
First thing I'm going to say in this video is I'm not a pedophile. Brain is not talking about
it. Fair. Listen, fair.
Yeah. After that, it's like a 1 out of 4. So I'm like, I'm not one of
them. I believe him.
I'm not the one.
He just knows in the social media age, attention spans are quite short, and you really only
right off the bat.
You only have a couple seconds to get your message across, so you should put the most important information right up front.
Yeah, especially if it's like a TikTok. You know, people are seeing on TikTok.
Yeah,
you know, just I'm not a pedophile.
You guys believe him?
Do I believe FaZe brother Banks, the founder of the FaZe Clan and the coolest guy on the internet?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
That's what they're saying about Temper. You could say the same thing about. Fucking
Temper phase, is not FaZe Banks.
Or should we call him FaZe Statutory?
You can call Temper whatever you want, but take it easy on Brother Banks, please.
Yeah. Just listen, so far we have no reason to think that about Brother Banks.
All right, let me play this fucking 10-minute video.
Let's hear him out.
What time? We're never going to finish work today. Okay.
Video over. Peace out.
No. Yo,
this is definitely not funny. This is definitely not going to be like a... Definitely going to talk about this and talk about... the series of events that have unfolded to this point.
Here I go.
From my POV.
So, ready, guys? I'm about to go now. Are you ready?
Any second now.
I'm going.
All right, here it's begun. I started talking about it now.
I'm leaving.
Now I'm in the
in
part of the video where I talk about what
I'm
you
leaving
are curious
in
about.
One moment. About to leave.
Just get into it.
Just get into it.
Got a phone call about a year ago from FaZe Rain, or a text rather. He's kind of going off just about all the reasons why he's upset with FaZe, hates FaZe. Doesn't fuck with FaZe, because it's just been a long process, obviously, guys. We've been doing this, and there's a lot. It's very, very complicated, but whatever. Rain's going off about how FaZe has slighted him, and he brings up that somebody's a pedophile, and nobody gives a fuck, and nobody wants to talk about it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Call him. He's like, Banks, don't fucking play dumb. We talked about this before. I'm like, Norton, pause. You're saying that FaZe Temper is a pedophile. Which that is who he's talking about in the clip.
So he's
spilling
Banks
the beans.
Banks is spilling the beans before Rain can.
Wow, undercut him.
Yeah,
that
I
was
mean,
his big scoop.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, it was fair. The man was, he left it way too open.
He so left people guessing.
Yeah. Banks is going to close the case on this one.
Yep. At this point, it's always going to be speculated. One of these 5, 6, 7 founding members are going to be the pedophile.
But no,
you just
gotta
put
nobody knows
there.
How many founding members there are.
Right.
It's unknown.
It's unknown.
Yeah.
Which that is who he's talking about in the clip. And there's a story and we're going to get into it. I'm like, whoa, that's Tommy. That's our brother. This is who we started this FaZe shit with. I'm calling him. That was the first thing I said. I'm calling him and I'm calling.
I really appreciate how long he holds this. The phone, the virtual phone. Keep it.
No, it's clear that he's
on a
talking
call.
On the phone. Yeah,
he's on a call.
Yeah, no.
And fuck you.
I appreciate the
Apex, demonstration. Because apparently
still there.
This is something Apex is aware of as well. Norton and Tommy, or Norton and Apex are the closest on the team. So obviously, if Norton's going to talk to anybody about anything,
we are on the phone currently.
It's Apex.
Does he know he's doing that?
So I patched Tommy. Okay, and Apex on the call immediately.
Phone's up.
And we sit on this phone call and we.
I'm not listening to him at
he
all.
He transferred the call and he literally went like
okay,
this.
He transferred. He's adding another party.
Yeah, he added another party to the call.
All right, I wasn't listening at all. Can you stop being such a goofball for 1 minute so I can actually hear the shit?
Me?
Not you, Banks.
Oh, Banks. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to throw it off more, but is his nail painted? I'm just curious.
I think so. Yeah, it looks pearly as fuck.
Oh, okay. I mean, no, it's cool. It's a nice contrast to the shirt. I just couldn't tell because it's like...
You got
it's
quite pink.
You're right. It's quite pink.
Huh?
You got a problem with painted nails?
No, because his other nails weren't painted, so I was confused. Is that one painted, or is it like really pink?
I've heard Norton, of
that. Yeah, it looks like Tommy, that one's painted.
Or Norton and Apex are the closest on the team.
Maybe
so
that's why he's holding that post.
Norton's going to talk to anybody about anything and be transparent. It's
nobody's
Apex.
On the line. He's talking to himself. So the phone's not even plugged in.
Patch Tommy and Apex in the call immediately, and we sit on this phone call and we talk. For a long time. We were on the phone probably for at least an hour, maybe even fucking 2 hours on the phone talking about this. And Tommy's first initial knee-jerk reaction to all this shit was, what the fuck are you talking about? Whatever. And there's a conversation that happened between Norton and FaZe Temper.
Stop with the Norton and the FaZe Temper. Pick a fucking lane, bro. I am 40 years old. I cannot switch between gamer tags and names like that. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about, bro. Just pick one and stick with it, man. Jesus.
Years ago, this conversation that I'm describing on the phone with Apex, Tommy, Rain, and Apex, Tommy, Rain, and myself.
He's getting confused, man.
Yeah, he confused himself.
He's confusing
there.
Himself. Was this FaZe Mommy? Was this FaZe Mommy? Or was this or was it Jeff?
Mommy? Do you want to know the sherry on top here? There is two FaZe Rains.
There's what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I waited to tell you guys, but there's so the original founder, FaZe Rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
not him.
And then they recast him.
Then they bought up a CS:GO team.
Yeah.
Under the FaZe umbrella, and there was a Rain in that CS:GO team.
Well, not okay.
So he became FaZe Rain.
No, he had to change his name. No, what?
They spelled differently?
It's FaZe, I think. No, it's the same. FaZe Rain, yeah. Yeah.
Guys,
I just wanted to add to.
Did they ever plan, like, do something about it?
I feel like.
I think they might have done, like, a sketch or something at some point, like, kind of joke about it.
No, but, like, in the name.
Oh, no.
FaZe Rain 2.
No.
FaZe Tempest.
Junior.
FaZe Junior.
Rain Junior.
FaZe Drizzle.
Yeah.
This is insane. This whole FaZe world is nuts. These people are bananas. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm fried. I literally just woke up. I'm doing one video and I'm putting this shit out there and Rain can talk about all the details of it. Apex can respond. Tommy, whatever.
Who's Tommy?
So, this conversation I'm describing to you guys is a phone call from years ago.
Temper. Tommy? You said FaZe for the other two guys and then you said Tommy for FaZe Temper. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? What the hell is going on here?
H3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he trying to humanize him because he's being accused?
No, because it's not.
Maybe it's a tactic. Maybe he's trying to confuse you specifically anybody that will try to cover the story.
That's true. Throw him off the
Anyone over the age trail. Of 30 who doesn't know about this is going to be so fucking confused. Anyway, go ahead, Banks. I'm listening.
And FaZe Rain had a conversation between themselves years ago. I might be misremembering it, but I think it was 3-4 years ago they talked about this. And that's how long these guys have been sitting on that for. So this gets brought up years later. It's obviously a very heavy accusation. What can you do in that situation?
What did you
do? The way we left that phone call off was, let's get to the bottom of this. Let's handle it. I mean, Rain's talking about making videos. Rain's talking about this, and nobody's telling him not to. I mean, obviously, Tommy's like, bro, this isn't true. You're going to fucking ruin my life. Tommy, for the record, is married, lives in the Midwest, has a kid, and is pretty much more or less off this internet shit. So,
by the way, I'm pretty sure he's using his name Tommy intentionally now. He wants to humanize him. He's got a family. He's got kids. He's off the grid. he's trying to justify why they're like, dude, don't do this.
Well, he said, this is our brother. This is Tommy. We started in this shit together. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. H3, H3.
Thank you, Starkiller.
Dude, historically, they call him Tommy a lot. They do call him a Tommy a lot. Like, I
why?
Yeah, they do that. So I don't know if that's what he's trying to do.
Maybe he was one of the only ones that was like, that's cringe to call me by my gamer tag name. Just call me
and FaZe. Hell no.
When you get when you start a family, you have to get rid of the FaZe.
To be fair, temper is longer to say. Temper.
Do you think his son is in FaZe?
I think you get grandfathered in, yeah.
There used to be a FaZe baby.
Is it hereditary?
FaZe Johnny?
FaZe Little Johnny?
FaZe Apex's nephew.
FaZe Fetus.
FaZe Apex's nephew used to be FaZe Baby.
FaZe Baby, okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's cute.
Like that.
But FaZe Banks, seriously, let's think what he's saying seriously for a second. All he's saying is, this was a heavy accusation, and we said, let's get to the bottom of it. How did they go to the bottom of it? They talked to the guy. The guy said, I didn't do it. I have family and a kid, you guys.
Right.
And they're like, okay, case closed.
Case closed.
But he also did say, Rain said he was going to make a video about it, and no one tried to stop him. So he was maybe waiting for Rain to make the accusation.
If you want to do the thing, then do it.
That's what he said.
But also, as he's one of the leaders of FaZe,
right,
he should have put him on pause or something.
Definitely, yeah,
right, he should have put him on a suspension or until there was an investigation done.
Yeah.
But he's basically just confirming Rain's story so far, who has a photographic memory, and I believe him when he says
that. Me too. I remember him saying that.
Yeah,
you know, the implications, the ramifications rather, this has on his life. it's life shattering, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked. And I don't, for the record, also, I don't necessarily have any reason to believe that Tommy is a predator, pedophile. If that were the case, I wouldn't be following him. He would not be my homie. I would have spoken about this to some degree, or handled it to some degree, to a point where I was.
He should be FaZe janitor. All he's ever doing is cleaning up the mess of all these idiot FaZe
members. True.
Like, bro, oh my God.
Also, he's saying, I mean, I guess what he probably means is outside of Rain's accusation, but he just said there, I don't have any reason to believe that Tommy is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Other than the guy who's telling you?
Yeah, that's
and,
what he
means. And like, looking
well,
into
he's not
it.
He's a creep. He's never been like flirting with, that I know of, with like,
I guess,
lots of girls, minors, talking to
but
fans.
It doesn't sound like anybody tried to look into it. Like,
yeah, not
or
really.
Talk to the girls? I don't know.
Zero investigation.
Satisfied with the result, but this was a thing between Norton and Tommy, and Tommy's response was, you're bugging, you're tripping, this is not true. Tommy at this point,
but of course he would lie about it.
Yeah, obviously.
he's being accused of having sex with two 16-year-olds. Like, of course he'll lie about it to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to tell the truth. He has an extremely invested interest in lying to you. So, like, I mean, what are you, some kind of sucker? Are you a sucker, FaZe sucker? FaZe chump, FaZe bozo, yeah, FaZe rube,
FaZe rug,
FaZe mark. What's wrong with you, man?
I have to make some sort of response and clarify, you know, what this is. I'm curious to see Apex's side of this shit too, because I remember vividly him on the call. Like, this is the first time hearing about it too. I'm talking to him on the side, like, what the fuck is going on? And he's just as confused as I am, and just as obviously concerned as I am. And yeah, I mean, what else can you do? Like, we're on this call, and the way it left off was, let's get to the bottom of it.
And okay, and then
we
what?
Just never followed up. I don't think we ever.
It's your org, man.
Oh my God.
Let's get to the bottom of it. It's your org, Banks. You're the
never,
guy.
Never followed up.
All right. FaZe never gets to the bottom. They just go up. They just FaZe up. Never FaZe down. Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to change it to bank to FaZe post office, because he's no longer the bank.
I don't know about that.
Right,
one.
Dan?
Cut that, love.
Yeah, I'm cutting that.
It's creative.
Is
out
it because you're 40 now, you think?
Stop it, Nate.
I'm just going to cut Nate out. Don't worry.
I think that's the last, as sad as it is, last phone call that us four were on together.
Damn, yeah, so
yeah, that's the saddest thing you told us about today.
Oh, man. Ricky.
Hold on, let me hear that again.
And we just never followed up. I don't think we ever. I think that's the last. As sad as it is, last phone call that us four were on together.
Sad. Yeah. Tragic.
Yeah. That is devastating.
I got on a call with the other partner where one member accused the other of having sex with two minors. And It's so sad, but they never wanted to get on a call together again.
That's the end of the Netflix.
And that's stock. The real tragedy. That's the real tragedy, isn't it? Oh God, what's with people making these statements and not realizing that they look like giant fucking?
You're gonna see that a lot in this story. Yeah. We're talking about like
he's not help.
They were probably like 16, 17 when they started this face shit, and then they've just been in face and like been with each other. Like, there's not a lot of mental stimulation there for people to grow.
Right,
it's just kind of
no new phase, but with a PhD.
Yeah,
right.
But now, how old are they?
They're like all 30.
Okay. Yeah.
There's only one phase, 50.
But also, like business, kind of, you kind of grow when you run a business, and you have to mature. I feel like.
So the whole business of phase has notoriously been like awful, and at some point they got basically bought up by this. Like millionaire, he mentioned him earlier. Mm. His name is like Face.
The millionaire is a face.
Face millionaire.
He got a face tag too.
Face Lee Trink.
Wait, he bought
what?
It. He bought it so he could become in Face. That's pathetic.
No, so Lee
who
Trink
is Elon Musk,
music executive, and a former CEO of Face Clan. So. I don't
what's
have
his name.
Oh,
Lee Trink.
Lee Trink.
And that's his actual name, but he goes by FaZe Lee Trink.
Is that one name or two names?
Two
names.
Lee Trink.
Trink.
He somehow Trink? Became the
Trink.
So he's not a gamer. He's like an executive kind of guy. So he got in there and.
So
like,
what now? The executive officers are phased now. Like,
I mean,
do they sign their name on checks? Does phase?
Phase I don't know if it goes by that, but I just figured.
Can I swear this is like a made up name?
Lee Trink, bro. Jeez. What are you talking about?
But so he was the owner of Trink. Phase somehow.
It's Trink.
It's Trink.
Yeah, that's why it's Trink.
Trink.
Phase Lee Trink.
Can I remind you guys of some of the collabs that Phase has had? Disney, Nike. Gucci, Takashi, and Adidas.
Wait, wow.
A lot of that happened after they got kind of corporalized.
How the fuck did they convince all those brands to collaborate with their weird asses?
Oh, they did like Batman and shit. It's super cool. Because
they've always been controversial. Disney won't work with you if they
they weren't that they controversial. Haven't,
no. I mean, yeah, they weren't this controversial compared before.
I remember always hearing shit about them. All right, go on, Banks. You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, I mean, this face shit goes deep. I cannot discredit the way that Norton feels or all of his emotions about this face shit, because quite frankly, I feel a lot of the same ones, to be honest.
No, you
so
don't.
I can't sit here and be like...
No, you do not.
Well, he left too, only 2 months ago.
He left recently.
Listen, the fact that nobody looked into this at all, and you, chiefly by your own admission, and you're like the guy, I mean, bro, you didn't care then, you don't care now. Or maybe you care now because you're getting called out.
FaZe Banks was the CEO, right? What was his like actual title?
I don't think so, actually. No, because there's these non-public people that owned it, and then the gamers had like a cut to a certain extent. But then I think later on he became the CEO for like a little bit.
Yeah.
So what like he takeover. Recent when he, his recent step down was from the position of CEO. But that was after he had returned, like a Steve Jobs, like redemption
Dude,
story, like Steve Jobs coming back to Apple.
Imagine Ricky FaZe Banks is the CEO of your company. That company
I wish I didn't have to imagine it.
Oh man, that's
why
a good
are you accusing me of being of? What's your point?
Why is that?
I just think he would, frankly, clean this place up a little bit.
You're implying that you wouldn't have to imagine it because you're experiencing it with me.
No. I'm saying I wish
that's not how I took it.
I wish I could know what that felt like to have FaZe Banks as my CEO. I think he could do a lot of good.
It was saying the opposite.
What was Steve Jobs' big comeback? Was it like the Mac 2 or
no? It was after Next. He made Next, and then he came back to Apple triumphant.
Oh my God!
So what's FaZe Banks' comeback?
Well, it already happened.
Well,
the comeback was
he came back and he left,
resigning from the company and disappearing off the internet until he had to come back to defend himself from pedophile accusations. So it's not exactly like Steve Jobs, but
it's not an iPhone.
There are parallels.
It's not an iPhone, but yeah.
Brain's fucking tripping and bugging, and FaZe did him right because it absolutely did not. And I feel for that deeply. I think the only people that can really relate to how Rain feels in his relationship with FaZe to any degree are myself, Tommy, and Apex, unironically. And we all got fucked over. We all got really, really fucked.
He's talking about when all the executives took over the company.
When they
somehow
went corporate, when they sold out.
They basically got takeovered, I think. Like
how did they not get paid?
When they went public?
I don't know, they got really fucked at some point. All the original founding members.
Is with the last ownership, it going public, etc. And yeah, I mean, that was kind of my whole idea, my whole mission with buying the shit back and bringing it back in the first place was it left on a really sour note and was really whack and pretty much more or less a dead brand. And that really didn't sit well with me. The money was fucked. Like we all got fucked over on that. Nobody got rich. Well, not nobody got rich. All the worst wrong people got rich and we were left holding a bag and got nothing out of it. And like Rain has said, and I have to tend to agree with him. He's
just a reminder that a lot of people take financial advice from this man.
They should be listening to me. No, these guys, I mean, slick businessmen over here. Like, what are you guys doing? Bunch of dumbasses. By the way, FaZe, I get it. Your tattoos are cool. He keeps pulling up his shoulder for no reason. He's like, bust it.
And
he's done this a bunch of times.
Like Rain has said, I have to tend to agree with him.
Why does he do that?
He's nervous, yeah.
He's showing off his
mind. They had a crazy loss in evaluation. I'm looking at it. Like, the all-stock deal that happened in 2023, they were bought for $17 million, which was a steep drop-off from FaZe's $725 million evaluation.
Oof.
How much was their valuation?
At some point in July of 2022, it was... The evaluation was $725 million.
No, it wasn't. What a dumb thing.
But
I remember there's a segment about that from the podcast when that news came out, stupid. And you said pretty much the exact same thing at the time.
Then it was acquired for $17 million.
Yeah, that's probably closer to the real value.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$700 million? Are you guys actually serious? You are selling FaZe for $700 million.
Right. And don't forget about the 725.
This is following like Save the Kids crypto. This is the Toofy contract lawsuit where he was saying the contract was fucked up. There's a lot going on. And then the recent $200 million crypto scam allegations.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And now throw some pedo shit in the mix. We love it. We got a whole snap. We got a whole fun bag. We got Halloween coming up. We got a perfect bag with all the variety.
Treats.
Yeah. You guys excited for Halloween?
Yes. Not
particularly.
I am.
Once you have kids, it changes everything.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know? We're looking at costumes.
You get to do it again. It is kind of exhausting, though, too. But every day is, right, Nate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't we know it? Us
so
dads,
tiring, bro.
Us dads have it tough, man.
I'm right in chat.
And the women get so moody.
Oh, yeah.
They go, you wake up and get the baby.
Dating a Latina is not for the faint of heart.
That's what I always say.
You're married, bro. You're not.
You got it easy compared to me.
And yeah, the Israeli women are no different.
Yeah, let me tell you.
It got worse after the Obama era.
Oh, really? Oh, you guys have been together for a while.
What happened? What did Obama have to do with your relationship?
Everything. I'm turning 30 this year.
All right,
we're moving
please,
on.
Please. We'll literally never finish this segment.
Fucking FaZe Rain. So his POV from all this, New York. Like, I feel for the kid. Genuinely, I do. Like he said, he made more money than all of us, which is facts. Rain was incredibly generous.
Who cares?
He is incredibly generous the entire time I've known him. Paid for shit. Put everybody on his platform. Did not move weird. I see the disdain and the fucking and how much he doesn't like.
He didn't move weird. Why are you analyzing his stepping?
His gait.
I've seen it on Love Island. I've seen it on Love Island. People will say, like, I see how you move here.
Yeah, no, I did follow what he said, but it's just such a fucking funny phrase.
What are you, denims? You judging me based on my posture? Don't move weird. So I'm a bad person. Reminder, denims literally said I'm a bad person because I have bad posture.
Right. I remember the only good point that she had. Yeah.
Oh, you know what, bro? You know what?
Sure, between other influencers and creators, because it's against everything that he ever lived for or was about. And I can stand on that. And you know, despite whether Rain feels a type of way about me, him and I have always been hot and cold, but I don't know. The last conversation we had, I wished you a happy birthday, and you told me you loved me. So I never really know where I'm
confused
at with Rain. But the truth is,
he's understandably confused and mixed up about it, right? I mean, he does love you as a friend, but I think he's also disappointed that he feels like this has been his weight to bear, right? And it's a heavy load.
It's heavy for anyone, but especially with his memory, it's like it just happened.
Everything
he sees. That's how you know he's ride or die, because he said he'll murder someone for his friends.
Yeah.
They'll move on. He'll see it in his
No, head. Hold on. Do not slander FaZe Rain. He would not murder somebody for his friends.
Not FaZe. Yeah.
That he would cover up
right.
Yeah. somebody Sorry, murdering
if
somebody.
They were bored.
Yeah. FaZe Rain is Facts. Turning out to be the hero of this story.
Yes,
but we'll see. We'll
you.
See. Go ahead, Ricky.
It's how I feel and how I've always told him I feel. You're my fucking brother, and we're family, and I'll always love you. I'll always care about you. Wow. And yeah, during all these renditions of FaZe and all the issues he's talking about, I'm sure he's going to go into detail.
I love how unconcerned he is with the actual story here. and like yeah. the two actual victims.
That's true.
Yeah, no mention
well,
of
does
that
even,
whatsoever.
Does anyone even have any clue who they are? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It sounds like he just made an offhand comment like, oh yeah, I slept with 2 16-year-olds once. That wasn't that fucking cool and epic. So
maybe. I don't know.
But like I said, if 16 plus 16, you'll do the math. It's not a crime.
You do the math. You got it wrong last time.
32. Easy. Arithmetic.
Shit getting paid for X, Y, and Z. I was always an advocate for him. For the record, he has had, like FaZe has helped him get visas, has paid for legal shit. I made sure that he was sent money when he was in trouble financially. And had to get some shit paid for. I called. I can't say who I called, but I called and fucking barked the fuck up and made sure that shit was handled and advocated for Rain and always advocated for the boys. And I've offered personally
no,
out of my own
CEO,
person.
Thanks.
I get it, you've been a
he
good friend.
Barked the fuck up!
Who did he call?
Listen, I appreciate he's been a good friend. The accusation is not that you're a bad friend.
Right. It's that you ignored some serious allegations.
Wait,
about
would you admit
who
to?
You're still ignoring it.
Kind of admit to it.
I love the thought of Banks being like his representation in court. Like he thinks he has a public offender, and Banks storms through. He's like, I'll be representing
you.
Him today.
Facts,
Your Honor. Facts are facts.
Facts.
I was a good homie to these guys. You know, I feel bad for Rain. We all make mistakes, but he's a good guy. We're home. We've been homies for a while, family. So I don't think he did it, Your Honor.
I'm not just saying it. That kid is my fucking brother, and there's no world.
Oh
where
my
somebody
God,
I call
bro.
My brother
are you done?
Is fucking
he done?
Ever worry about where their mom's sleeping or their mom's
bro?
Their
what
mom
are you talking about?
That's
not that.
That
shit.
He's a good guy.
He's
talking at length about what a good guy
offers.
He is.
Because that's the kind of guy Rain
is. Hey, listen, I'm a great guy. If I don't say so myself, I'm the best dude in the world.
I am
just
the best
me.
Friend anyone could possibly ever hope for. That's me.
That's me. Don't ask them.
That's just who I am. You know?
Listen, he recently quit all internet. I think he's a little, he's not in shape
on how
to make statements.
That's a very good point. He's
even though he did recently have to make one about the other Aiden Ross.
Right, yeah, just very recently.
They should have done an emergency comeback episode of Mom's Basement.
Please, God.
Banks has also quit the internet like 10 times. Like I've been a viewer of his like way, like obviously since the early Call of Duty days to his vlogs. He'll just quit and it's like, I'm done with the internet. And then he'll come back.
It's okay to take breaks. I did notice, I didn't bother pointing it out, but since we're talking about it now, when this video started, he was talking about how he has quit the internet. But then he mentions he's making this video because his Twitter mentions are blowing up.
He's been on the internet.
I think he's been on the internet. I guess, to be fair, just he hasn't been posting, I guess.
Yes.
Fair. Dude, don't get off Twitter. That's the worst place to be, man.
Yeah.
YouTube is not anywhere near as bad as Twitter.
Delete the app.
For real, dude.
I don't necessarily agree with all this. I don't agree with a lot of the shit's Rain's done and said, and I've been very vocal to him about that as well. And I'm sure he feels the same way about me in reverse. But this whole pedophile shit, this is as heavy as it gets, and this is as life-shattering as it gets. So yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to make this fucking video. No fucking shot. One tweet is too many. I got 100 people in my mentions like, yo, you a pedophile dog? Nah, no shot.
Nah,
not
just cover
to just like stay quiet. I've been too quiet for
I'm not a pedophile. I just know
him. I'm just best friends with
him. Yeah. Sick 2 16-year-olds, man. Uh-oh, my computer's not plugged in.
It's probably just the cables loose on the top. Jump back into it.
too long also, and I'm about to start barking up too. So yeah, that's where I'm gonna leave this off. Fucking spark this up, one take Tommy. We'll see what Tommy has to say, we'll see what Apex has to say, and we'll see what Norton has to say. Unfortunate video, and it's unfortunate that the only time, you know, I speak on social media now is about negative shit, but social media is fucking toxic, and this whole shit is, I don't know. And I don't know why the fuck my biceps have been out the whole video. Like, I'm
I know why. I noticed that shit. You're showing off your tats, bro. There was literally no reason for him to ride up like that. And now you're going to play it off like you didn't mean to? Come on. Ricky.
Ricky.
A.K.A. FaZe Banks, A.K.A. FaZe Milt, Post Office.
Ricky.
A.K.A. FaZe Dropbox, A.K.A. FaZe Stamps.com.
Facts are facts.
Facts?
Facts? I mean, fucking Martin, but... Yeah, I'm not reshooting this. Yeah. Do with this what you guys will. Had to say my piece. I'm out.
I have a feeling he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. I give him like 2 days on it.
This he is jumped still on developing. A Discord call with a Rain later.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
So he's back. All right, so FaZe responds by saying...
Wait, which FaZe?
Wait, what?
So FaZe...
Which one?
FaZe,
Rain?
FaZe Mailbox.
No, that's not one of the FaZe members.
FaZe Bank responds to FaZe Rain.
No, we just watched that.
We just watched that.
No, I'm describing what we saw. I'm summarizing.
Okay. Oh, you're summarizing.
So FaZe Banks responds to FaZe Rain by saying, I am not the pedophile. It is Temper who's the pedophile. FaZe Temper who has been accused. He says, I knew about it. And on that point, is true. He's kind of just fessing up, right? He's like, yeah, I knew about it. He's kind of doing this like, yes, I knew about it, but like it was, I couldn't figure out how to deal with it because it was too like heavy.
He's also kind of saying that he doesn't believe it though. Like he doesn't see a reason to believe it.
Well, I don't know these guys, right? But like, I mean, has FaZe Rain has a photographic memory, so I don't know
I don't know how to reconcile that.
I think it's like Love was saying that Rain came out and talked a bunch of shit prior, and Banks is sort of like just saying like he was going through it and he was bitter about everything and we didn't know what to believe, so we kind of just left it as is.
It's probably pretty tricky because there's no accusers, I guess. Which I mean, still, he's the CEO, so he should have done something. So not on letting him off the hook completely. But it does make it very tricky.
Well, if you get an investigator,
yeah,
they might be able to figure it out.
Maybe.
They go through everything. I mean
the issue is that the accuser, Rain accuses Temper.
Schon wieder Bewerberflaute? Sie schalten Anzeige um Anzeige. Das nervt und ist doch viel zu teuer. Stopp! Raus aus der Recruiting-Spirale. Mit StepStone All Jobs bekommen Sie alle Anzeigen für ein Jahr in einem Paket zu einem fixen Preis. So sparen Sie bis zu 75% Kosten pro Bewerbung und sind jederzeit flexibel. Jetzt Termin vereinbaren auf stepstone.de/alljobs. StepStone. Einfach die richtigen Talente finden für alle Jobs.
Who, I guess, accused himself of something. So it's like so many...
Wait. Temper accused himself?
He means confessed.
Well, he confessed. I guess confessed.
How do you accuse yourself?
No, okay. But like he confessed to Rain, who then, like, it's like very messy to follow.
It is.
So it would be hard to like actually figure out, but at the end of the day, you gotta...
It depends. It depends on how much they know. Yeah. Like, did it happen at a certain event? Did they happen to know who was there or not?
It was
like,
a
as a CEO, you have so many tools at your disposal to like figure shit out.
What he should have done is hire a third party investigative group to make a report on what they could find.
Right. Follow the Mr. Beast example, right?
Yeah,
right.
I think Mr. Beast did that perfectly when they had this scandal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just pay them a little extra to say everything's great. Let's see. So, in response to that, FaZe Rain makes his long-awaited second video in which all the beans are spilled. FaZe Rain, I see the storm clouds coming in, baby. I hear the thunder. It's time for rain. FaZe Rain. Storm time. Board up your windows and doors because it's going to get rainy.
He's wearing the white tank top today.
Bring in your outdoor furniture because it's about to rain. Right, Dan?
There's moisture in the air.
Yeah.
That's such a 40-year-old person's joke.
That one wasn't good.
You didn't like the outdoor furniture?
I did like it.
It's funny. Yeah, I like that one.
It's because the sticks are too small on the Steam
Shut
deck,
the fuck
so
up!
Aiming on it's much harder.
Shut up!
I don't have any wicker furniture, if that's what you mean.
What?
I don't have wicker furniture, if that's what you mean.
What?
I don't have wicker furniture!
Want to fight a baby?
So yeah, what do you say? What phase were
you All right,
saying?
Let's go.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. I had a threesome with 2 16-year-olds. I'm like, bro, what? Like, how could you tell me that? After I'm telling,
I like the context of which it came up. Like, what were you guys talking about that led to him saying that?
Right.
Where were you?
Yeah.
And why did he feel comfortable enough to tell you that, or like that was a flex?
Right. Well, they're phased. It's phase up.
I mean, that's phase
age
behavior.
Down. Phase up. Age down.
Phase up. Age down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. What?
I mean, listen.
A little bit more information. I mean, yeah, from a guy who has photographic memory, I would appreciate just a little bit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
did he just come and knock
on
the door?
No, he's right, love.
No, it's photographic, not audible.
Oh, so he just... Well,
no,
okay.
No, that's not how it works. They remember everything.
Tell
that's
me, where were you? What was in the room where it happened?
I've seen these people. I've seen like documentaries about these people. They remember everything.
Mm-hmm. That they see.
And hear. They literally can relive moments like... Moment for moment.
Just
it's
like
insane.
FaZe Rain.
So that's what FaZe Rain can do, he says, and he swears on his mama. We got to have Rain call in.
Yeah,
sure. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to test his memory. You know what? I'm going to do a memory game
on
him. That'd
be cool.
I'm going to have him call Ed, and at the very beginning, I'll just do something weird in the background, or I'll hold something weird up.
Oh,
and then at the end,
know.
I'll be like, what was I doing in the beginning?
That's easy. He'll know.
If he has photographic memory,
he'll absolutely know
immediate.
It.
He's going to ace that.
If he doesn't, then we got a problem. If he asked,
then we got to relook at the whole story again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he lied about having photographic memory.
Oh.
So what else did he lie about?
Yeah.
We got to get FaZe Rain. I'm serious. AB, let's reach out to FaZe Rain.
All right.
I think he'll call in too. We're dogs like that.
You're tight with the FaZe Clan.
I am.
I'm telling you the three rules I have to why I'll never have your back as a friend. On my mother's heartbeat. That's what he said. He looked me in the eyes and he said that. I told Banks and I told Apex immediately. I even told Lee Trink. I have texts with fucking Lee Trink from them.
Even Lee Trink?
We have a lot
Lee
of
Trink?
Oh, that's...
No, not
right
Lee.
Oh, well, Lee Trink really dropped the ball because he was the active CEO.
That is true.
That's Mr. Corporate.
FaZe Lee Trink. More like FaZe Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh.
Yo.
Because he's killing people's careers. I don't know.
You're talking gibberish.
But no, FaZe Dink or whatever his name is. FaZe Dink Doink.
Yeah, FaZe Dink Doink.
FaZe Trinket.
This guy has questions that he needs to answer.
Fucking blue.
Okay, even more than Rick.
Yeah, honestly, even more than Banks' brother.
FaZe Rick, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's we should change their name, how we call them every time we talk about them.
I try. I don't remember, though. I genuinely try. I don't remember anything. I don't know anything.
What with the SPAC and phase one public and whatnot.
What's his name? Nestor? FaZe Nestor? Lee?
Lee Trink?
Northern Chat.
Norton? Like Chat. Norton Antivirus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His name is FaZe Norton Antivirus?
No.
No. No, it's not.
His name is FaZe Windows Protector?
Really funny.
Defender. It's Defender.
Defender?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He dropped me off home, and we haven't talked since. That's why you guys are always like, bro, why don't you play CS with him? Why don't you play CS with him? I don't want to say it, bro. I feel fucking bad. I feel bad. I know it's wrong. I know what he did is wrong, but I just hope people can understand like what it's like to have somebody you've known for half your life that you love, that you hope that your kids would have been friends and shit like that. Like, I don't know. Broke my fucking heart. I didn't even want to bring this up, Banks. I did it. I didn't even want to bring your name up in this, bro, but you made that video. I don't know if we're about to watch it in a little
true.
Bit.
True.
But it's just, you lied.
It's true. But, well, no.
Oh, no.
But
no,
he
agree.
Did mention him in the first one, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He didn't. But that was, as we discussed, he left it very ambiguous. And so Banks.
Everybody was catching
understandably felt like he needed to address it because Rain had left it so open-ended that people assumed it was him.
At that point, it had to be
Him making the video was defensible, Rain. You got to accept responsibility.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying he lied.
Let's
hear what the lie is.
Made me sad, bro. Broke my fucking heart. I didn't even want to bring this up, Banks. I did it. I didn't even want to bring your name up in this, bro, but you made that video. I don't know if we're about to watch it in a little bit, but it's just, You lied in that video. You're making shit up. Bro, oh. Even that tweet that you posted under, I screenshotted in case you deleted it because I just don't trust you, bro.
He's not saying what he lied
about. I don't trust what you said there. You said some bullshit at the end of that tweet. What'd you say? You said, here, I'll split it up here. Like, you said, call concluded and Tommy didn't admit to it. Yes, he did. And you called me and you said, bro, this is so fucking bad.
Oh.
This is
so-
you know, yeah, he, Banks said, everybody talked on the phone. Tommy said, you're misremembering. That didn't happen. You're misunderstanding what happened to Rain. That's what Banks said.
So Rain is actually now saying, is so Banks even called me afterwards and said, this is so bad. Yeah. And again, photographic memory, I'm with Rain on that. That sounds like something that would happen.
Right.
Banks would be like, yo, what are we going to do?
So fucking bad. He said he's going to kill himself if this shit ever comes out. And that's why I feel extra.
Wait, who said that?
So
Temper's going to kill himself?
Tommy?
So, yeah.
So he said that on the call. So it seems like he admitted
Tommy?
To it.
So
he
Tommy?
No, he's saying Banks called him after and
who's
said,
Tom though?
Tommy
that's Temper.
Is Temper, the one that's been
if you honest? Were in phase, you would single-handedly bring down that organization in like a week. Yeah. Everyone just wouldn't know their names.
Who's on first?
It's like H3 and Ethan. It's both your names.
Yeah, but the people in here, Steiny's the only one that calls me H3 and everybody laughs because it's so weird.
I bet the face guys would call you H3 too.
I know the old
H3,
school guys.
H3 humor. Yeah. They didn't say that's Ethan's
H3,
humor.
H3 humor.
Yeah. That's right. Banks always look at that. Yeah.
Listen,
that's
people that I know in real life call me Ethan, and if you call me H3, it's a little bizarre.
All right, H3.
I'm Ethan. I'm a real person.
All right, H3. Whatever.
All right, chill out.
It's
back
weird
to
for
video,
you,
H3.
Bro. Okay, it's weird for you. I live in the real world.
Okay, so H3.
Bro, I'm Banks? Your husband. You're H3, me. So if I'm H3, you're H3.
You can imagine H3. Your kids go through a rebellious stage when they're in their teens and they call you H3.
Oh, my God.
Instead of dad. Whatever, H3, I'm going out with my friends.
I mean, I wouldn't care. If my kids can call me whatever they want.
No, wrong.
As long as it's not like, you know.
They call you dad and mom.
They call me dad or daddy.
Yeah.
Or dada.
Or Mr. Klein.
Sometimes they call me Ethan if they're being silly.
H3 dad.
But you tell them.
When they grow up and are the rebellious, could they call me H3? I don't know.
It could happen.
They could say a lot worse things.
It's true. I'm predicting it now.
Oh, okay. Please.
Okay, so let me explain to you.
Okay, H3.
So Banks called Rain after the call, and he was telling Rain,
yeah,
this guy Temper, he'll kill himself if this shit comes out.
Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm not...
And you called me and you said, bro, this is so fucking bad. This is so fucking bad. He said he's going to kill himself if this shit...
Okay, you're right. So Banks is recalling that Thomas, Face Thomas...
Face Temper
said he's going to kill himself.
Yeah.
Correct.
Whatever comes out. And that's why I feel extra fucking bad, bro. That's why I feel extra fucking bad. You told me he would kill himself if it came out. And you guilted me into not doing it. You guilted me into not saying it. Because you're like, if he kills himself, that's going to be on you.
It's true. Banks manipulated
that's
him a little bit emotionally. Because
yep.
Face Temper, the man who's being accused.
Yes.
Banks is emotionally manipulating Rain by telling him he's going to kill himself because Face Temper, aka Thomas, is his legal name.
It's Tommy.
Probably. He said he never told Rain he was going to kill himself.
But I feel extra fucking bad. You told me he would kill himself if it came out and you guilted me into not doing it.
See, he guilted. That's the guilting.
No, you're right. It's just Banks. That's coming.
So he is definitely pulling some hardcore emotional manipulation, especially considering Temper never told him that.
We don't know.
Well,
he might
have never said it, right? That's the point.
I guess it all depends on if Banks is telling the truth or not, which I'm inclined to believe he's completely telling the truth.
But either way, Banks is...
Banks can call
Who's Banks?
It's not you too,
AKA Banks.
Either way, Banks is lying because... In one scenario, it's like he didn't. That's gonna be so complicated to explain. I'm giving up.
I know what you're saying. You're saying the recollection of how the phone call played out is different.
He's lying.
And Banks's recollection, they did not come to a conclusion about it.
No, he admitted.
And Reigns is saying they did.
Yeah,
totally.
That's not proof he lied. That's a disagreement. He admit that he knew about it.
Do you think?
Nobody's saying in his recollection of what their conversation was that they never came to a conclusion and that Temper declined. He said that never happened.
Yeah.
So
But FaZe is just saying that's not what happened. It's just a disagreement.
FaZe who?
I guess. Yeah.
It's not proof.
FaZe who?
Although FaZe Dink Donk or whatever. What's the CEO's name?
The Lee Dink.
If Lee Dink, no. That means that went all the way up the chain.
Who was on first?
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, there's not any room left. I put this on FaZe Dink.
I
kind of agree.
Honestly, because what's FaZe Bank supposed to do? He's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah,
If he told the acting CEO, if he brought it all the way up the chain to the big guy, that's him doing his part.
And all of these guys are like friends. Like they go way back and they'll ride or die. But Little Dink, he got nothing to do with that.
FaZe Dink, not Little Dink.
FaZe Lee Trink.
Lee Trink.
I got Harvey Oswald. I got a question. If Tom Hanks joined FaZe Clan, would he be FaZe Hanks or would that be too close?
He would be FaZe Tom.
FaZe Tom.
But then that's the problem, obviously, because Temper's name is Tom.
Right. Tom. And then Hanks is too close to Banks. So like.
But Banks retired.
That would pose a challenge. What's Tom Hanks' middle name?
Oh, that's a great question.
So there's two FaZe Reigns, so it's not an issue.
And then two FaZe Reigns on top of it all.
I have
still an issue.
I have important information to bring to the table here about FaZe Lee Trink or whatever the fuck his name is. He was the CEO of FaZe from September 2018 to September 2023. Now, they're saying that this phone call happened a year ago. It sounds like it was after the reign of Lee Trink.
Okay. Oh, then why did he even know about it?
No.
I don't know. I'm looking at his LinkedIn right now, and that is the time that he was the CEO.
By the way, you know those 5 years he was CEO were the longest 5 years of his life. It was probably hell.
I mean, he made money, though. The guys
did. Are we sure?
I don't know.
Well, that's what banks
say. That's what they say.
This is just a little editing note. You can take this out, but I'm just curious, because there's been some updates, if I should tell you or let you guys go through.
Don't tell us yet.
Okay.
But I think it's very possible, and again, off air, I think it's very possible that this happened during Lee Trink's
just
CEO. I guess it is possible.
Because they don't know what the fuck is going on.
A year ago,
just go through and don't choose sides too hard.
I'm making an open invitation to Banks, to Lee Trinket, to Thomas Temper Tantrum.
Tom Hanks.
Temper.
Tom Hanks is welcome to come on the show and talk about the FaZe
situation. Hold on. Rain, which Trinks, rain? Banks, Temper. If any of you guys want to call in to clarify.
Apex? What about Apex?
Apex, why?
What about FaZe Rug?
Rug.
Is the second FaZe Rain allowed or just the main one?
Just the people I named. They're the ones involved.
Well, there's two FaZe Rains.
I know. I think I reached out to the wrong
one. Well, the
one
that's involved. Not all of them, Nate. Why would I invite all of them? One of them
does
not involve.
You're inviting everybody.
I didn't say I'm inviting everybody, okay?
You listed a lot of people. Everybody.
I said something cool in Spanish.
Four people.
Listen, all the founding fathers, right?
No,
that's seven people.
Abe is here in our office, Faze first Abe? Of all, and he is not welcome. Well, no, he is welcome. I mean,
Faze Abe.
Thank you. By the way, I reached out to the wrong FaZe Rain to call in. This is awkward now.
Yeah. Oh, no, you did?
Well, let's still talk to him.
You're kidding.
We can talk to him about the difficulties of having two of the same name.
Yeah, no.
But he would understand. I mean, it's not that awkward.
That's asking to explain everyone's name.
Yeah.
So, bro, are you the pedophile? Who's the pedophile? Who's on first, but with pedophiles? It's a high-stakes game of who's on first.
Who's on first?
You know Lil Yachty is FaZe? FaZe Lil Yachty?
What? Oh, he's FaZe?
Right. You can have a FaZe and a Lil in your name.
No,
you choose one.
Is it, like, is it like an honorary doctorate? Like colleges kinda. Will do.
Yeah, it is. It's honorary. Okay.
Also, Tom Hanks' middle name is Jeffrey, so he'd be FaZe Jeff.
FaZe up, Jeff up. All right, Tom Hanks, we can talk.
There's also a
reach out too.
There's already a FaZe Jev,
so that's Jev.
Jev.
There's a FaZe Jev.
Yes.
Okay, legit, how many FaZe members are there, and how many of them, and you know, like, so many of them.
Yeah. We do have an updated roster in the doc later. So the current members, there's not that many.
Oh, my God. They need to disband.
Their roster, by the way, is their statement. They haven't put out a statement yet. They're just like, by the way, before you blame us, this is our current members, so do with that what you will.
Yeah, they need to disband. They do. It's over.
To me, and not saying it because you're like, if he kills off, that's gonna be on you, and you made me feel horrible for that. So I don't know what the fuck to do, bro. And I had an epiphany yesterday. I'm like, bro, why have I been holding this information for this guy for 2 years? But I know he doesn't give a fuck about me. He doesn't give a fuck about
my question for Rain is, why do you have a mic condom on your microphone? Does it get too wet? Does it get wet?
What, the beanie?
No, look at his mic. It's covered in fucking tape and covered in plastic.
Oh.
His microphone is covered in plastic. Would you have iDubbbz breath?
Maybe he's not a practicing Jew.
Is that his pop?
What does that
filter
have to do with the phone? With his microphone, Nate?
He's cooked for sure.
Like, but also that means he's always protected. FaZe Rain is always protected. Even his microphone is wearing a condom.
Right. Right. Instead of a button.
I've heard FaZe Rain has a condom on at all times, just so he's always ready.
Yeah. He keeps one. Yeah.
Next it's time. On every morning. Every morning he puts on his jewelry and his condom.
He says, "FaZe up."
You know.
Something happened. It's just I felt bad. Why do I always feel so bad for people, bro? And I don't ever want to make it about myself at all, because it's not, it has nothing to do with that. But bro, what are you doing dropping a 10-minute video acting like I'm talking about you? Yeah, bro, people are tweeting at you. I don't know why they're tweeting at you.
No. I'm not liking the lack of responsibility he's taking, and it's clouding his story for me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because like, it's so, he's so obviously wrong here, right? Or he's so obviously understandable, at the very least, why Banks made the video.
Yeah.
That I'm doubting.
It's a kick champ saying it's Banks. Like, what the fuck do I have to do with that? You could have waited. And when we got in the call, Tommy said this verbatim.
Here we go.
He said, it wasn't a threesome with two 16-year-olds. Actually, it was a 17-year-old. So all of a sudden now it's 17. Okay. One was 17 and the other one watched. That's what he said.
Still pretty.
And then he started bringing up all these random laws. I don't even know these weird consent laws, like Romeo and Juliet this, yada, yada. I don't fucking know. I don't know what these laws are, though.
I am curious, though, because...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Depending on his age, if right. Romeo and Juliet dramatically applies...
Like Romeo and Juliet.
That's like when one person's minor and one person is above 18, but they're so close in age that it makes sense.
Yeah, that they're like 19 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is an interesting twist, because... Yeah. That the way it was all framed was that this FaZe Temper guy, who currently is like in his early 30s or something,
yeah,
that so this was 31. An incident that happened within the last few years, and you know, he was 28, 29 with a couple minors, but
that would not apply.
That would not, it would be a very different situation if he was 19 and this girl was 17.
Yeah, I wouldn't care at all,
right?
I don't know what these laws are, bro. And he says some shit like that. And even Banks calls me after and he's like, bro, what the fuck is like up with that law shit that he brought up? So he knows he did some shit that was wrong. He
depends
knows
how old he is.
He knows that. But it's just, I don't like the denying of it.
If he's in his late 20s, there's no Romeo and Juliet. That's the Lolita right. law.
Right. That's like, a different
book. There ain't no law for you there.
That's a
buddy.
Different book.
Yeah, the only law that applies there is the one that sends you to prison.
All right.
Gabish.
In this video, you're trying to paint me like I'm lying and making shit up and just saying shit to say shit when you know that's not the truth, bro. And it's not fair because you know people try to hold that 2020 shit over me where I was just suicidal and trying to off myself. You act like I fucking sit there recreationally getting fucking high. I don't even like weed, bro. I just smoke tobacco. I hit the gym and I stream. I play CS and I open fucking cases, bro. I don't do none of that shit.
Sounds like he has a gambling issue, potentially.
Well, yeah. That's when they were referring to how much money they made back in the days. That was CSGO gambling.
They had the CSGO lotto.
No.
Oh, no, you're right. But they had their own one, right?
They worked with CSGO Wild, if I don't remember, and a bunch of stuff like
they
that.
They probably made a fucking fortune from that one. So there you go. You guys did get money.
Sick.
Yeah, fucking epic. Okay, very interesting business here. Moving on. Now we hear finally from the notorious, the stormy, the foul weather,
Stormy Tommy.
FaZe Thomas. Or FaZe Temper.
Yeah.
FaZe Temper. The man who's being accused. Let's hear what he has to say.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Ferrero Rocher, je 200 Gramm Packung, nur 2,79 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
The fact that I'm even having to respond to this and to that my name is in the same breath as the word pedophile is so sick, twisted, and insane. This is disgusting. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not that type of person. I am the furthest thing from what you called me. And I
what does that mean, the furthest?
He likes older women.
He's a granny. Grandma fucker? He's a granny fucker. Yeah.
Like, I mean, just I would like to unpack that a little bit. Like, are you it sounds like he's just being a little exaggerated. I'm the furthest thing.
She wasn't 17, she was 71.
Okay, that's far.
I think he just means he's a family man. He has a wife, he has a kid.
He's trying a little too hard.
As a viewer, he's always been the mature dude in the house, the oldest dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's always been the most like responsible guy, which is why I was very shocked.
They call him tempered because he's tempered like a fine Damascus steel.
That's right. He's always been the old dude that's always been more responsible.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like his
perspective.
Yeah, his setup is cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I like the Murakami skateboards.
Mm-hmm. That person. It's so mind-blowing that someone that I really built a brotherhood with, someone that I really considered a brother, that I invited to my baby shower, that I always looked after and took care of. And then when you were going through your darkest days, I was there for you, and I was making sure that you were good.
This is all extraneous. Yeah. This is all emotional manipulation.
You were my brother, bro. You were my brother.
Listen, not that it's wrong, but I'm just saying the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not getting into the facts. He's trying to prime us for what happened.
Which seems like they all do that.
I don't know what happened, but I will say his explanation is very much like, bro, that's pretty much
how could you do this to me?
I trusted you.
Yeah, let's hear.
When you were in a wheelchair for 2 years, and like I was so gutted at the fact that like you couldn't walk again, and then all of a sudden you were able to walk again, and I was the happiest person in the room. There wasn't a single.
How do you measure that?
He insinuated.
Yeah, but
that.
He says you had sex with 2 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with any of that.
I thought he was going to say I had to push you around everywhere.
You were in a wheelchair, and then when you recovered, I was the happiest person in the room.
Wow.
Okay, if you say so.
What about his mom?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
What about him?
Stretch. What about him?
He was in the room. Liar.
Soul that was happier for you than me.
Why were
Brother,
you happy?
I have known you since you were...
He says you could walk again. I was happier for you than me? Well, yeah. Hold on. Did he say that?
For you than me. Person walk again. And then all of a sudden you were able to walk again. And I was the happiest person in the room. There wasn't a single soul that was happier for you than me.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
No one was happier than him.
Nobody.
He was
not
the
a single
happiest.
Soul.
He's the furthest thing. He's the happiest.
How do you, what's the metric? What's the, how do you quantify happiness that you can measure it?
You just look around.
Yeah.
It's a you just know. It's just a vibe thing.
You just judge.
Face up.
You just judge people.
It's a founding father's bond.
Yeah,
that right, you would right, never right. get.
Brothers.
Then
I haven't founded anything with any brothers, so I don't.
It's like being
have
in
that
the
life experience.
Then.
Yeah,
the early days of phases was like in the trenches, World War I.
Brother, I have known you since you were 14 years old.
Enough with the fucking
talking to me about
priming.
When you were suicidal in these Skype chats.
Why you?
And
why
I was
you
there for you
that
then.
Against him.
That's crazy.
This is not going not, well so far.
You should not have said that. Brought up that he was suicidal and talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, did you do it to help him? Like, what the fuck? Are we trying to be a good friend, or was that like a fucking transactional situation for you? Like, that's the dumbest thing to bring
up.
Yeah,
that's so
nasty business.
And I've been there for you this whole time. You talked about how I raided you the other day, even though when you first brought this up,
I raided you, bro. How could you? Bro, I've raided you 3 times this year.
And I believe that you brought it up. Just for money purposes, that you wanted money out of phase. No. Like you stated that a year ago in the conversation with me, Banks and Apex. You stated if you don't get paid that, you're going to air this out.
That
is
a huge wrinkle.
Yeah.
But he's admitting that the conversation
not
happened.
So far.
Yeah,
not
there hasn't been
anything.
A single denial.
No, that's an admission that the conversation happened.
Yeah.
Because he's like saying you're blackmailing me.
Yeah.
That is blackmail.
Oh. Yeah.
This is not
what I
like
said.
You know who I am. You know the type of person I am. I am not what you called me. I'm fucking gutted, bro, and I'm pissed that you even put my name in that light because now I'm all I care about is my family, bro. Like my biggest concern is my family, my wife and my kid. Now my kid has to grow up and see this, then see that his father is in the same my name is in the same light as what you just called me.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking sick. When I bring my son to school, right? And the other parents get to figure out who his dad is. And now they're associating me with that word. You don't even understand the levels what? Of damage that you just inflicted into my life, into my family's life.
Was it true?
Yeah, that's...
Did you fuck the 16-year-old? Because you're saying it. Everything but that.
17-year-old Ethan?
Sorry, 17-year-old and one of them watch undisclosed age.
Into everything that I built, I have put my heart and my soul into FaZe Clan in ways that you and Banks and Apex know more than anybody.
Yeah.
I brought you guys on because you guys deserved it, and I felt like you.
Yo, this is a fucking terrible video.
This is awful. This is way worse than I could have ever anticipated.
He did that shit.
I totally believe
that. I broke bread with you completely. Split the company with you.
How is this your response?
And even at times,
just saying, how dare you do this to me?
I thought he was priming us. He wasn't priming us. This is the whole video.
It's getting near the end. There is a little bit more. Right, maybe he's going to hit us with the hammer at the very end here.
He's got about 20 seconds.
I still stood out for you, and I still said he should still get paid. And I was looking out for you. And I wanted you, and even throughout all this stuff, like, in a way, I wanted you back in. Even though you said this, and that just goes to show you my heart. You know, I am, like, I'm disgusted by your actions, by the person you've become. You haven't always been this way. You're a really nice kid. I don't know what happened, what got into you.
Well, you told him you had sex with minors.
And also, no wonder you want him back in after he has that over your head. Like,
right.
That doesn't help your case at all either.
Right. Yeah, he's like, I don't know what happened that made you dislike me. Well, it's the part about having sex with minors, of course. This was an insane...
Listen, Temper, if you had just casually murdered somebody in the street for no reason...
For fun.
For fun, Rain would have had your back here, but you took it too far.
Oh, is it getting worse for him? I'm scrolling down.
The next video is pretty much... No,
GG?
Yeah.
Well, so where are this from? Was that
so
a Twitter
Temper
video?
Final response.
That looked like a Twitter video.
Yeah,
right?
You just posted on Twitter.
He posted that.
Okay, well, hold on. Which one? I'm on 8A.
Eight.
I'm just on 8. Bro, this is straight.
Private life is
no.
What do they call this? Travis Scott stampede apology?
This is the one where you get all the information.
All right, go ahead, Travis Scott. Post to stampede.
This is the last time I'm going to speak of this.
Convenient.
My private life is being aired out for public entertainment.
So you did it.
And I'm being forced into an impossible situation. So now, one day, my children are going to see this video.
Stop mentioning your kids. It's fucked up. About, I agree. But, like, what happened?
You know, sexual experiences and the type of person that I was before I met their mother. And let's just start at the top. So a lot of what Norton was saying... Of the type of person that I was is true. Not all of it. I was a reckless kid. I was very misguided. I was in and out of relationships. And I didn't know any better, right? And so one day...
He's fully... Okay, no, he's getting there.
I met Emma, and Emma was
names.
The love of my life. Like this,
that's
I fell
his
in love
wife.
With this girl.
Oh.
And... I wanted to marry this girl, and I never had wanted to marry anybody before that. I never wanted to get married. And I was just blown away. So this is the girl that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. But because of all the baggage that I had and all the shit that I went through and just the person that I was, I pushed her away. You know, she did not want to be with me, and she ended things, and that broke me and sent me into a dark place.
So, but hold on, they're married now?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, okay. He'll get to it.
Okay.
Soon after that, I was just that lost soul again, going to parties, partying, and just being a fool. And then one day I go to New York and I go to this club that's 21 plus, and I link up with a buddy there, and he invites a couple girls, and I end up going back with these girls. We're all shit faced, and I end up going back with these girls to my hotel room. I slept with one of them, and I found out after that this girl was 17.
Yikes!
And that's the age of consent in New York.
It
but
is.
Regardless, I was sick to
is.
My stomach.
Yeah. I think New York is weirdly 17.
It was
just
extremely uncomfortable knowing that and thinking about the situation.
Well, certainly,
if he met them at a club that was 21 plus, he would have every reason to.
It's a different. It's definitely a different story than he had a threesome with two 16-year-olds, which is where this started.
Yeah. So what? So what? So, what's that story?
I don't know.
What Rain says. He initially heard privately. He heard Temper Tommy that he slept with two 16-year-olds.
So right? I mean,
and then they clarified on that phone call where he started bringing up the point of like, no, it's a 17-year-old. Then he started bringing up the age of consent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't know how Romeo and Juliet came into this. Also, he still hasn't clarified.
According to him, he didn't break any laws.
He still really hasn't clarified. I mean, I guess people that know his history intimately might be able to infer from this because of the breakup with his current wife or whatever. But he has not mentioned how old he was during all of this.
He has not mentioned what?
How old he was. Although, I guess they were at a club, so presumably over 21, which is already definitely pushing it for being with a 17-year-old.
Of course. But if what he says is true, that they met in a 21-plus club and then went back.
If he was deceived into it, now he just kind of hand waves. Later, I found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did...
I need to talk to Rain.
Also, it is very convenient that this happened in New York, which happens to be a state where 17 is the age of consent. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm buying this from him.
It's 17.
I'm not buying it just because he said 16 at first. How do you mix that up? It's like a big...
Yeah.
Well, assuming that Faye's photographic memory is telling the truth and correct about all the details.
It sure seems like he hasn't really been radically disproven about anything yet, right?
So it seems like if
both Banks and Temper have mostly corroborated... Mm-hmm. What he said.
Sounds like he told him originally it was 16-year-olds, and then he tempered.
He tempered that expectation. Yeah.
Back to 17.
Yeah.
And then one undisclosed.
Right. And maybe when the story was originally told, he was, feeling braggadocious about it, so he said it was a threesome, but now he's like, no, one of the girls didn't actually participate in it.
Actually, anything. I was bragging when I said they were 16, bro.
I mean, this 17. Is the FaZe Clan that we're talking about, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
why is this video is so cursed?
It's Travis Scott.
For real. It's like so monochrome and washed out.
Yeah.
It looks like a mugshot.
Looks like a video I would make.
Yeah, kind of.
On TikTok. Yeah. Just unbelievably horrible quality for no reason.
He's being so vague. I wish he said I asked what their age was and they lied to me. But he never asked.
He just assumed because the club assumes what he's indicating.
I feel like, if you're a person in around over 21, like, people fake their IDs all the
time.
It's
famous?
Super easy to get a fake ID.
Was he already famous?
He was. I think so, right?
Yeah, he was already rich for sure, right?
I don't know. 21.
I mean, phase up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that was 13 years ago. Yeah, probably.
Well, I was just speculating on the 21. He hasn't said how old he was.
He kind of gives a timeline of events.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, let's keep listening. We'll keep listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, or however long after that, Emma and I got back together, and I was fully working on myself and becoming a better man and doing what I have to do to heal myself and heal like all the trauma that I had and just work on myself on being a better man. And not too long after that I proposed, and a few months later we found out she's pregnant, and now I realize I have a child on the way, so I have to put my self-growth in overdrive because my child does not deserve to live a life where he picks up the bad habits that I had growing up. And so the last few years of my life have been on super fixated on just becoming a better man, husband and father. That's been my number one focus, and it's something that I needed for myself. And I wish that I started earlier. I wish that I didn't put the love of my life through all the things that I put her through, and that was it. And so, anybody that knows me knows I am not a pedophile or even anything close to that, including Norton.
To be fair, I don't think people
usually
wear
people
a badge.
Hide that is the problem.
Yeah, you don't wear a badge that says I'm a pedophile. Just saying.
Yeah, most pedophiles probably try to hide it from their friends.
It's not cool.
Right.
Although some, like FaZe Temper, brag about it to their friends. So
in private,
right.
True.
So I just
this is something that is going to follow me around forever. And it's just sick because people on the internet will take things and twist it into something that it isn't and just keep running with it. And now I just have to deal with the repercussions, you know? And so that's the unfortunate part about this reality.
He's very much focused on him, the victimness of him, even though he's somewhat essentially confirming that it did happen.
Yeah, he's never accusing the girls of lying about their age to him. Obviously, they lied to get into the bar, but I mean, that happens all the time. Everyone knows that. Fake IDs are super easy to get. They never lied to him.
I feel like when I was of drinking age and bar age, it was hard to come by fake IDs. I didn't know many people with them. I don't know how long. That was like fucking. I'm so old now.
Yeah, I feel
that
like
was like 15 years ago plus.
A lot of people like have older siblings that they'll use their ID. I feel like that's sneaking probably the most in. Common I've seen.
Sneaking in. I mean, yeah, there's multiple even without a fake ID. But he never says the girls lied to me, which would be the only way for this to be explained in some way. I don't even know.
But he also gives a vague idea on how old he may have been, because this shortly after that happened, he got back with Emma.
Something
and then shortly
older.
After that, they had a kid. Currently, their kid is 1 year old. So at minimum, this happened 2 to 3 years ago.
Well, no.
Right.
A little bit more probable.
She.
The marriage happened. The proposal
she got pregnant
right
immediately,
after.
And you say he has a 1 year old now?
Yes. That's the child that they
so then
got
this,
pregnant with.
Okay. You're saying how long ago it was?
People, so he might have been
3 years ago?
25 plus at least. I'd say.
People are guessing like 27, I saw. 28.
Oh, that's pretty dicey.
Yeah.
How old?
27, 28, people are guessing.
Because, yeah, that's bad. That's real bad.
And then we're moving on. Where are we at now? 8A.
8A?
Jesus Christ, this story never stops. All right, let's keep going. We're working our way through it. We got more angles.
No.
We got angles on angles.
He didn't tell us. He didn't say it on the call when we had that call. He had two different times to say he didn't know. He didn't tell us. He didn't say it on the call. He didn't say it in the original part. So, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Then call him and ask. What do you mean we talked twice, you stupid bitch? We talked twice. He told it to me. He would have said it. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. Like, he would have said that shit, but he never said that. What the fuck? If he's telling me, but obviously he fucking knew. Unless he told me. I didn't know. Then, like, oh, snap. He didn't know. That's fucking insane. Like, I would have, then he would have said it on the call with Apex and Tommy, or sorry, Apex and Banks. I don't know why I keep fucking saying his name. I'm trying to.
Because everybody, nobody can keep the name straight, bro.
He would have said it. Even he would have said it again and be like, bro, but I didn't know. If he kept pushing that point, I didn't know. You know, when we had that call, he had two different times to say he didn't know. He didn't tell us. He didn't say it on the
call. Oh, sorry, you started. I see. So he's like, you're changing the story now. But back then, it was two 16-year-olds.
No, he's saying he didn't even say it was a 7. When he said it was a 17-year-old, he didn't clarify. He didn't know.
He didn't know.
So, see, but walking it back, like I guess I'm a little confused.
He's just adding more context to the story. We're saying I didn't know.
How would he even know that they were 16 or 17 if he didn't check their ID or ask them at one point? Or I guess he said he found out afterwards.
Yeah, after.
I mean, a club that lets 16-year-olds drink at 21 is pretty fucking. That's pretty delinquent. That's really bad.
It happens a lot.
I'm sure it happens, but. That's really bad.
Because if this happened, let's say 5 years ago, 2020, then it was really easy to get a fake ID around 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think people should know that if they're actively clubbing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is a just basically instructive of what you should not do.
Yeah.
If you meet girls at the club, I mean, you could look. Maybe she looked older, but she still looked young.
Well,
so young enough to ask for her ID, or ask her how old she is. Just don't go have one night stands with random girls who look super young.
Also, not only do they look young, they probably sound and talk like they're young. You know, I feel like as you get older, it's very obvious.
He's phased. He's his brain age is phased.
Yeah, they're on the same brain length.
Yeah, just don't do this. That you know, because they could be lying. You could be breaking the law. You could be doing something horrible, making a horrible mistake. But to be fair, if they are 16 years old at the club, I feel like he knew. Like, he knew. He didn't look at them and be like, oh, I think they're 21. I don't know. 5 years? That's a 5-year difference. 16?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking young.
You can tell when a teenager looks like a teenager.
I feel like he knew, they knew, their friends knew, everybody knew they were fucking 16.
At minimum, he just didn't care. He's just like, whatever.
He didn't care.
It should have triggered a ID check.
He didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Well, no, he didn't care. He bragged about it. He only feels bad now.
Yeah. Right.
According to Rain, of course. So now we're at 9. FaZe update their roster, which removes Temper. Oh, no.
This is their quote-unquote statement.
This is the statement.
Are you fucking with my asshole right now? This is insane. FaZe needs to disband. We, the boys, want to make it clear to everyone that this is FaZe. This list is FaZe. Anybody outside this list is not FaZe. All other form FaZe members have no current affiliation. And obviously, his name is excluded.
Yeah. We, the boys, will be boys.
So the whole...
Wrong.
The whole organization has now chosen to take a stand, which is all well and good, but you guys had a chance when you found out.
Right, a year ago, yeah.
And now you just...
I'll say most people on that list, though, didn't know. Most of those are not OG members.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't expect any of them to know. I don't know what any of them...
No, just like the higher-up.
Just FaZe
higher
Dinky.
Yeah, for sure,
higher-up. Just FaZe Ding Dong.
FaZe Ding Dong and Bing Bong.
Yeah.
What about FaZe Ron?
FaZe Ron? Ronaldo? Is that stable Ronaldo?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who he is. Looking through these names, I just found the name Ron. Ron. It's like Swaggy, Zuma, Scope, and then Ron.
And Ron.
Who's your favorite on this list, love?
Good question. There is not a lot. I mean, Adapt. FaZe Adapt, for sure.
Apex
and Adapt and Jason are my favorite.
Isn't that XQC's ex-girlfriend?
No, that's Adapt.
Oh, Adept.
Yeah.
So Adapt is FaZe, really so funny. Not she's not FaZe Adept.
No. FaZe Adapt is
real. Is FaZe Adept or FaZe Adopt? Oh, I've never even seen this guy in my life.
Really?
No.
He's kinda like
NMP. He looks like Mac Miller though.
He's kinda like NMP. Like he's just there.
So this is your boy?
It's my boy right there.
What do you like about him?
He's really stupid. And I don't even
you
think
like
he,
that's why he's your
I don't
favorite?
Think he would be offended for me saying that because it's so bad. And it's so great and funny.
But so you
he's funny too. He's
okay,
funny.
Okay.
But okay. His whole personality is that he's
dopey.
Yeah.
All right, so FaZe has spoken, guys. FaZe has made a official statement.
They really thought about
what a bunch of clowns.
A lot.
And Temper responds.
Everybody
to this.
Is really avoiding everything. Like they're not going to comment. They're just going to say he's got it. Nobody wants to. The only person who's actually saying anything is Rain.
Yeah.
Nobody's denying what Rain's saying. They're all kind of just dancing around it. How could you, bro? And
dancing
then
in the
FaZe
rain.
Is like, you're out of FaZe. And then Banks is like, we had the convo. Yes, we had the convo, but it was out of my hands. Well, I guess Banks said more than the other two. Temper responded. He said, I've given my heart and soul to this brand for 15 years. And then one of the people I built it with attaches my name to the most foul, untrue word imaginable. That moment overshadowed everything I sacrificed and caused real damage to me and my family. You broke my
heart. Damn.
All right.
Okay. I got an exclusive here. I don't know. I haven't seen this anywhere else yet, but this next video was from FaZe Rain, and he deleted it, but I screen recorded it before.
You think no one else got it?
Someone had to have got it, but yeah. I'm just saying. Let's just say I'm the only one that got it.
So this now, this is
an H3 exclusive.
Yeah.
After all this, after FaZe dropped his ass, now Rain is this is when Rain makes the video, right? After, just chronologically?
I don't know. This is...
Yeah, well, you got this. When did you screen record
this? Last night. This is chronologically so far.
Okay, so
this
is last night.
Yeah.
So this is a now deleted video.
So this is a new video from Rain that he's erased.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to believe anymore, bro. Because I swear to God, you know what always ends me up in these situations, man? Me feeling bad. Every single time. I'm so overly empathetic that I just feel bad, bro.
That.
It's just the way I was raised.
Bro, he's an empath. Pulling the empath card is the worst. Normal people feel empathy. You don't need to exalt yourself for how fucking much empathy you have and how much you care about people, right?
I feel bad for everybody, and I always end up making myself look crazy, bro, every single time. Even that back to that gray shit back in the day, bro, I felt bad for her because everybody was on her ass harassing her over what she said about me when I didn't even care. I didn't even care what she said about me, and I felt bad for her, had her over, reverse Uno card, made me look fucking crazy. I stand on what I said yesterday, bro, because I believe it.
Okay.
I do. It's what he
Then why'd you say you don't know
me.
What
it
to believe?
What
he started this video by saying, I don't know what to believe.
I don't even know what to believe anymore, bro.
What's he talking about? I don't know.
Reverse Uno card.
Dude, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what anyone's... The names are confusing. The stories are confusing. The stories are inconsistent. You got Dink Doink. You got Banks. You got Thomas. You got Temper.
Right.
Tantrum.
It sounds like you...
I don't know what's happening.
No, adapt. Ron, Rug. You know?
You got Emma.
Wrong.
Rang. Rug.
E. Harvey Oswald in here, too.
The fuck?
Tom Hanks. Many players.
God damn.
Made me look fucking crazy. I stand on what I said yesterday, bro, because I believe it. I do. It's okay. What he told me. It is what he told me. He never told me he didn't know their ages. He never once brought up over the multiple times we talked about it. He never said he didn't know their ages. I asked him, Tommy, why did you do that? And he said, I don't know. He never said, I don't know their ages. He just said, I don't know why I did it. So how the hell am I supposed to know he did not know their ages? But then after a 4-hour call of Emma calling me, because she called me, she texted me, please call me. And I answered. And we spoke for 4 hours. She's just crying her eyes out. And I just feel fucking guilty, man. So I didn't know what to do. I just wanted to help.
So he's basically saying, I got guilted by his wife into making a semi concession, although not really, because he says,
yeah, I mean, he's still standing on here. Yeah.
This video, I mean, I know why he erased it. It's totally unnecessary.
I don't fucking know. You can say whatever the fuck you want to, bro. You can say, I'm on drugs. Yeah, I'm on drugs. You know what drug it is? Empathy, bro. I feel bad.
I'm on no fucking drugs.
But you guys are just so annoying with that shit, bro. I just feel bad for everybody. And it's so annoying. And I always end up...
He's Jesus Christ. His heart bleeds for the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really has given it all. He's on the crucifix. Is this not enough? I've sacrificed my heart, my soul, my body, my life. Is this not enough, I ask? FaZe Rain
says.
Do you see him?
Squint your eyes and turn it to the side. Is this not enough?
Look at this picture closely.
I see him.
Turn your head sideways. If you can see Jesus, subscribe right now.
I am seeing that Norden Schat is about to turn 30.
Nice.
Which would explain...
Who's Norden Schat?
That's
this guy.
That's right. Norden Schat, FaZe Rain, aka FaZe Rain, is about to turn 30, which my understanding is that is when the empathy gene turns on.
That's Ida.
In a young man's mind. And so this kind of aligns with the timeline.
Okay, so he erased this video, which doesn't really say anything, honestly. So
it says we got an exclusive.
Exclusive. 4 hours. Okay, so
title.
Okay, so now this is the final word. Although I saw a video of Banks and Rain talking.
We skipped it.
It wasn't new info.
It wasn't new info.
Okay. So after he erased that video that says nothing, now he makes another video retracting his claim. Ray says he wants to retract his statement, calling Temper a P word.
First and foremost, retract the statement that I called him a pedophile because that wasn't fair to do. By the way, I wiped my fucking camera. I don't know how this still happened. I wiped my fucking camera. I don't know what's happening. But it's not fair to label somebody as a pedophile, especially when they supposedly did not know this girl's age.
Bro, it's a little late for that. You can't put it back in the bag, man. Can everybody just forget about this?
My bad, guys.
Can I make it rain and just wash everything off?
Wash the rain away. Black hole sun, dude.
Yeah.
Black hole sun. Yeah. He wants a black hole sun, dude. Wash away the rain.
Call me for 15 years. It's not like he ever went around preying on young girls or telling me he likes young girls or any of these things. So that's why I was such a shock when he told me what he told me. He just never told me that he didn't know their ages. If he did, it'd be a whole different story. It'd be a whole different story.
So why are you believing him now all of a sudden?
Because the wife talked to him for 4 hours.
Oh, he's fucking
his boy, dude. Well, he didn't want to believe it.
Hold the fuck on. He didn't know because he didn't ask. That's annoying.
Well, if he never asked. If he knew or not, honestly, doesn't matter. Like, they're 16. He had sex with them.
Or 17.
Or 16 or 17.
He's claiming 17.
But he claimed initially 16.
According to Rain.
Yeah. No, I meant Temper. Rain claims 16.
No, Temper.
Yeah. According to Rain, I'm saying Rain is probably full of shit.
Because he retells the story like, oh, he told me 16 and now he's changed the story. He's a liar. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden, after he's been accused and the heat is on him, he creates new details of the story that you never heard before. And now all of a sudden you're retracting like, bro, you're full of shit. What is happening?
He's standing by his boy.
Like I said, he's phasing.
And he didn't.
But then why do it at all? He didn't want to believe it. Why do this at all?
I don't know.
It's confused the fuck out of all of us. This is all an elaborate prank. I mean, just look, for us.
At the end of the day, this could have all been prevented if FaZe Tempest
Temper
had asked their age.
Yeah.
Before right. having sex with them.
Yeah.
And if he shouldn't have assumed because they were just they were at a fucking club for 21 years.
Also,
year
as
people.
A famous guy, I mean, you're an idiot.
Yeah. No, total fucking L, bro.
Total L, yeah. Big fat fucking L. Dumbass.
And also, the way he's saying, he's not like a dude that preys on kids all the time. Just this one time.
Just this one incident.
Yeah.
But he doesn't believe that because why does he believe him now? It makes no sense.
Well,
why is he changing his story now?
Because he's probably getting a lot of shit from people.
Yeah. Okay.
His wife.
So he's lying now. He's lying now.
Most likely, yeah.
He's just getting a lot of shit. And, you know, Temper made all that emotional video about like...
And his wife called
how much he did for him. You know, all of his fans are like, how could you stab your friend like that?
Some people are thinking that maybe he got threatened by legal. I think like Ela's saying, it was just that video. He remembered the old times and he's like, I can't do that to my boy.
Now he's confusing everything by saying, okay.
I want to say this. I want to first and foremost retract the statement that I called him a pedophile because that wasn't fair to do. By the way, I wiped my fucking camera. I don't know what the fuck is still happening. I wiped my fucking camera. I don't know what's happening.
That's not fair. He wet his camera?
Why?
Because it's doing this glare.
He's FaZe Rain and he wet his camera and his microphone.
He sure is.
His microphone had a condom. He's just a wet dude. He's just wetty.
He wiped his camera.
Okay. Well, somebody's a pedophile, especially when they supposedly did not know this girl's age. I've known Tommy for 15 years. It's not like he ever went around playing on young girls or telling me he likes young girls or any of these things. So that's why I was such a shock when he told me what he told me. He just never told me that he didn't know their ages. If he did, it'd be a whole different story. It'd be a whole different story if he didn't know their ages, right? And I never would have felt as deep about it as I did. And I never would have wanted him to step down in 2023 if he didn't know their ages. I thought he did know their ages. And then even when we talked about it after, he didn't say he didn't know their ages. And I don't know why.
I'm confused.
Sometimes. And also,
like, was he actually blackmailing them?
Rain.
Was that something he brought up? Because I can see him caring about this and then being like, and if you don't pay me, I'm going to air it out.
Right, that was Temper that made that allegation, right?
But, like, I just don't understand why he's lying now. He has to be lying right now.
Well, so Rain said, why the fuck am I keeping, like, these secrets about these people when they also treat me like shit? I'm just going to air it out. So he had kind of admitted to that kind of vibe on his own.
Yeah.
I guess if you really try, you could call that blackmail in a weird way, right?
No, I'm saying, according to Temper...
No, I'm, yeah.
He told him, I will come out if you don't pay me. Man.
Yeah, and he said, like, this is one of the main reasons he left. Like, it's been weighing on him. I don't know.
I don't know what happened because all these guys are not super trustworthy.
Temper has one more video.
The one thing I am sure about is that Temper had sex with very young girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't ask their age.
Nobody denied that one.
So, nope. Like, it doesn't really matter at this point.
But I'm just confused about everything.
But Rain is like super sporadic. That's been a thing over the past couple of years. He just says shit and then it kind of gets muddy.
But
and
somebody
weird.
Said Temper just filed a defamation lawsuit. I mean, yeah.
Oh, did he?
He kind of fucks himself. Well,
I don't think
he's not malicious. Yeah, yeah, it's not defamation.
In fact, I know that he doesn't have a case because the fundamental claim is true.
Yeah.
He admitted to it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So
they just got to Rain.
Yeah, they got
probably
to him.
Boy broed him out.
Yeah. They broed him out.
Yeah,
and then also with Emma bringing it up, he just sometimes sells the fucking bag. He just sells the bag when it comes to delivering all the right information. But I do want to say this: I want to first and foremost retract the statement that I called him a pedophile because that wasn't fair to do. By the way, I wiped my fucking camera. I don't know how this still happened. I wiped my fucking camera.
Oh, just started.
So that was it,
bro. This ain't a box of flat. What is the? This isn't a box of checkers. You can't just pack it back up, Dan.
Box of checkers?
I was going to say Cracker Jacks.
What?
But I'm showing my age. All right, so at the end of the day, I don't know what happened.
Wait. There's one more.
Oh, Temper had the final say here.
Yeah.
It's just a tweet.
No, it's a tweet.
So he posted the video of him apologizing, or not apologizing, but retracting. And Temper says, I'm glad we can agree I don't deserve this label. Thanks for the apology, I guess. Thanks for ruining my life.
This video is longer, though, right? It's almost 5 minutes.
Oh, this is a very long video.
Yeah.
So is it worth watching more of?
I don't know. I haven't watched
this. This literally like came out like as we were talking.
I saw one special thing. Look who is the top comment. Why. It's our boy. Oh, it's not for you. It's our boy Lee Trink right there.
Oh, there's Lee Trink.
Yeah, the fucking shady CEO guy, allegedly.
Lee Trink is coming out against Norton. This is huge. These phase trinket. He says, I have no idea what the situation, but I know Norton is a perpetual liar.
Oh.
Lee Trinket says he will say anything to serve his ego, and like this video always tries to paint himself a victim. We've all seen his disgusting behavior online, and now just imagine his behavior off camera.
Oh my
Lee
God.
Trinket has got, I told you, those are the worst 5 years of that guy's life. He regrets it so much.
Well, all of the FaZe members, especially Banks, seems to think that this guy's like a total scumbag.
Oh, everybody hates Lee Trinket.
Everybody hates Lee Trinket. Yeah. So
even everybody who's accusing Rain says no to Trinks.
That's the impression I get.
Lee Trink, nobody even likes you, bro.
Nobody likes you, Lee Trink.
What a fucking loser, bro. Nobody even likes you.
It says co-founder.
Co-founder of FaZe Clan. So no, you're fucking
get
not.
Get rid of that shit. Yo, you're a liar. What the you're a liar.
Also, not so a wrench in this thing, but FaZe Rain came out with a statement 3 hours ago while we were filming, basically, pretty much retracting the retraction.
Oh, no, yeah, let's go.
Wait, no, just, no. Send it.
I sent it in Discord.
We have to talk about the retraction.
I was just looking into it because I'm like, that's what I thought I read, but the timestamps don't make sense. And I was like, oh, fuck.
No, well, he retracted.
Okay,
retraction.
Hold the fucking phone. Now we have a retraction of the
you
retraction of the retraction.
You gotta be kidding me.
Okay, let's go. This
you
is
got
good.
To be kidding me.
I mean, to
so
be
he's
fair.
Responding to Temper saying, you ruined my life. He says, you fucked that kid and had no remorse. Why haven't I talked to you since?
That is definitely a retraction of the retraction.
Okay, yeah. now. Oh my God.
No, I fuck with this because I'm going to be honest. If your whole friend group, ever since you were 15 years old, you decide to accuse one of them of something horrible, all of them go, it's like, there's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah.
So him walking that back, honestly, I don't blame him. Because there's a lot of pressure from your whole
friend
group.
Like, it's not good that he did, but it's understandable. Yeah, all of his best friends are all being like, bro, what the fuck, bro?
And
like
all the fans.
He keeps making these big decisions and then changing his mind.
But that is Rain, bro. Like, he is so
but it doesn't help him.
Yeah, but like,
he's a messy bitch.
Both business,
he is a messy bitch, and I'm a messy bitch,
both
too.
Both business and friendships are both, like, going against him during this. So I appreciate that he came around to it. I finally, you know what I mean?
Okay, I let me read it.
Let me yawn first.
Sure.
Not because it's boring, I swear.
It's actually very, this has actually been one of the craziest.
Yeah, this is a wild journey.
We need
ever.
To have FaZe Rain on. He needs to
yeah,
be
yeah, please. We need to talk to Rain.
Reach out, please, FaZe Rain.
I would love that.
AB, reach out to my boy FaZe Rain.
Do it
FaZe
right
up.
Now.
FaZe up.
Sure
Rain
right
down,
one.
FaZe up.
Norton Shat.
Norton
phase,
shot, baby.
Phase, you know what I'm phase on?
Is it
phase,
like
phase bullet. Evaporate?
Is there a meaning to shot? Like what?
That's just name. His last name.
It's actually his last name.
Yeah, and he used to be the vape god as well.
No, he's not, liar.
Yeah, that he used to be the vape god back.
So
in the
I think Rave, I think phase Rain fucks with us.
I think so too, just based on that.
I may have talked to him before.
He beat, we
I don't
beat.
Remember. We I talked beef. To a few FaZe guys in my Twitter DMs, but I don't know the difference.
Yeah, we had beef with him.
Oh, we beefed with FaZe Rain over what? Yeah.
I thought
that was FaZe Thomas.
I think it was with the the girl was that Stranger Things girl,
the
right?
Van the Van Glore.
Oh, the first girl to join FaZe.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, he was being a dick to her.
Oh yeah, he was the
FaZe Grace Van Deen.
Is her I name. Mean, to be fair, where were you? Where was the caring about women then? Well, I don't remember what happened.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about something because I don't remember what happened.
All right, that's just so long time
ago. All right, let's just read this.
All right, he says, you fucked that kid and had no remorse. Why haven't I talked to you since? You said you had a threesome with two 16-year-olds, then say it was only a 17-year-old, and you said it to sound cool. Does someone who feels, quote, disgusted think it's cool to drop the age and add a victim to sound cool? You're an actual piece of shit. I only posted this because your wife called me crying for 4 hours begging me to. I offered to pay your bills for you because I felt at fault with you losing 20K per month from FaZe. Tell the truth while you're at it. The whole truth, including Bianca and the family's lives. You almost took drunk driving. Wait, is
whoa!
This new?
Oh. Holy is this fuck, new? This escalated.
Yeah, one controversy at a time, Rain. Come on.
So he goes. So he drops another
maybe
bomb.
When he, hold
oh
on.
God.
Hold
oh
on.
My God.
When he said earlier, if you get bored and go kill somebody, I got your back.
Maybe that wasn't hypothetical. Maybe there was a reason for it.
Maybe that was not hypothetical. Maybe that was a reminder, a warning, if you will.
I do think it was kind of dumb for Temper to be like, thanks for ruining my life. When Rain went out there and basically sacrificed himself, he was going to get shit on by everybody to be like, okay, you know what? I take it back. Yeah. And then he was a total dumbass to come out and be like, oh, you ruined my life. I mean, you should just shut your mouth.
Really, yeah.
And
he fucked himself so bad.
But now we found out you drunk driving almost killed somebody.
For
tell the
Temper, it's his pinned tweet too. When you go to his Twitter.
So who's Bianca?
That's a new character, FaZe Bianca.
Who was Bianca?
We don't
even know if she's alive.
I don't know.
Tell the whole truth while you're at it, including Bianca and the families, multiple families, lives you almost took drunk driving. Go on,
jeez.
Or I'll do it for you. Oh my God,
oh
this
my
is
God,
insane.
Rain.
There's more in the replies.
Rain it down.
Oh my God.
There's more in the replies.
There's more in the replies.
He's responding to a lot of people. Yeah.
Oh,
we ain't going home today.
You keep switching the narrative. It's hard for anyone to not assume you're on some type of drug.
No,
I don't think he's on a drug.
No,
I
he's
think
been
he's,
consistent.
He's been
actually.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Well, except for him. Yeah, he's been consistent.
Yeah, having someone's wife call you. Like, that'd
be
hard.
He was just like, okay, the label is a lot. I'm just going to take it back.
Yeah.
I mean, Rain has been consistent.
That would be hard.
And he has a photographic memory. Which I want to test him on that.
I don't know.
Our ways to test that. Someone said you keep changing the narrative. He says, "No, I'm not. My story has stayed the same. His hasn't." I mean, I don't know how to read that because I agree with him. You're telling the guy who's exposing someone who fucked kids to get help, and not the guy who fucked kids. Gotcha. This is just.
Oh my God,
this is wild.
So
this is wild. Now I want to know about the families he's attempted to tried almost to kill, and FaZe Bianca, who's now just some mysterious name who's gone.
You know, on like a serialized show,
where's she buried? Where's Bianca buried?
There's always like kind of like a hook or a cliffhanger at the end of the episode. That's what this feels like because we're wrapping up here.
We just got lost,
and just like right at the last minute, boom! Bianca is like, wait, I gotta tune in next time.
This is gonna happen.
I gotta know who Bianca.
It continues.
Netflix stuck.
I mean, this is like a full episode.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we're at 2 hours right now. I think.
Okay, so we're gonna have to follow this up. We need to know who's Bianca.
We need
to know about those families.
She might be gone. She might be.
We don't want to know who she is. When was her wake?
Yeah.
Who paid for her funeral?
We need to let it rain in the office and talk to Rain.
You better hope it doesn't rain and wash that body out of the shallow grave it's in.
True. I'm going to call it. I think FaZe Temper drove a car while being drunk with a passenger, almost killed a family, and Bianca, the passenger.
That seems plausible.
And it sounds like Rain somehow helped him in that situation, you know? He was probably...
maybe he buried the bodies or something like that. Yeah.
Hopefully not. I guess I shouldn't joke because...
Oh, brother.
Like there could be a chance. Let's put a button
on. All right, listen. I thank the FaZe guys for this wonderful video we've had. And, you know, one thing that we can all say for sure is that Rain has remained consistent, although messy he has been. And I do want Rain to call in. That would be great. I want to prove if he proves to me he has a photographic memory or even extremely good memory, then I'm 100%. I'm like, FaZe Rain. Let the rain wash me away.
FaZe up, rain down.
FaZe up, rain down. The rain wash away all doubts I have.
All right. Let's go.
But we know for sure Temper fucked a young girl.
Yeah,
that
at least
seem
one.
To be in dispute.
At least one young girl was fucked by Temper.
That is,
and another young girl was in the room, of undisclosed age. He doesn't mention her age by very specifically.
Yeah,
very convenient.
So he had sex with a 17-year-old, but I'm pretty sure, if I'm putting all the context together, the one who's sitting there was probably 16, and that's still a crime.
Oh yeah,
I don't think you have sex in front of a minor. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
So
FaZe Ethan, dude.
No, I have nothing associated with these guys. These guys are messier than me, man.
Damn. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's real bad.
All right, so everybody, FaZe up, and we'll look forward to part two of this FaZe maze. It's a FaZe maze.
It sure is. It sure is.
All right, everybody, thanks for watching.